News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is singing the praises of a new trade agreement with one of America's larger trading partners.
But I just signed the largest trade deal in history. I think maybe the largest deal in history with Japan. And that was done with Japan. They had their top people here, and we worked on it long and hard, and it's a great deal for everybody. I always say it has to be great for everybody. It's a great deal.
And it's the most significant of the clutch of deals that Mr. Trump has struck so far.
In a post on Truth Social, Mr. Trump said Tokyo has agreed to invest $550 billion into the U.S. American cars, trucks, rice, and certain agricultural products would also be sold more freely in Japan, according to the president. The announcement sent stocks in Japan and South Korea higher, led by automakers like Toyota, Honda, Nissan, and Hyundai. The yen also strengthened against the dollar.
The BBC's Sarah Jana Tiwari, the president says attempts to ink a trade agreement with the EU continue.
And we have Europe coming in tomorrow and the next day. We have some other ones coming in. We're doing things that have never been done in this country before, and our country is becoming very rich again. And that's the way it should be. They're not taking advantage of us.
A New York man is charged with building and hiding bombs at various locations around New York City, including in subway stations and on the roofs of residential buildings. 55-year-old Michael Gann allegedly built at least five IEDs using chemicals purchased online. Feds say the plot was foiled before anyone was injured or worse. The House leaving Washington a day early for its five-week August recess amid tension over efforts to force the release of the Epstein files. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 210 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 35. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking and the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure.
All right. I'll go ahead. Thank you very much. Morning, everybody. Good news in Cockeysville this morning in Hunt Valley. York Road is completely back open again. They repaired everything yesterday at Ashland Road. So this morning, everybody's moving on York Road through that area. No construction right now. They're not there yet. They'll be there later. Northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. And I was looking around early this morning. I spotted a delay at the Ocean City Drawbridge, and they're doing construction there. So from time to time, it's a single lane either way as you're heading towards Coastal Highway. So that local traffic out early at the beach, definitely a heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
A bit of a pleasant morning here with temperatures in the 60s and 70s for your Wednesday. As we head toward the afternoon, temps will be a little bit warmer. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s under partly cloudy skies. A little bit more humid as well. Those temps start cranking up into the 90s on Thursday and then heating up for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Temperate outside right now, 68 degrees in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore, it has 71. On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, good morning. It's a 6:03. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Baltimore has hired an engineering firm to investigate the cause of underground fires in the city. On Tuesday, the city's Public Safety Committee brought together the Fire Department, DPW, Office of Emergency Management, BGE, Verizon, and other agencies to address city infrastructure and what could be causing these fires. Tuesday's Baltimore City School Board meeting was interrupted by a pornographic video. According to the Baltimore Banner, the video was seen during the public participation portion of the meeting, which included a pre-recorded video. City Schools spokesperson Sherry Christian says the meeting was briefly put on hold, and officials are working with the technology team to prevent similar incidents. No information on who is responsible for that video. Three members of a murder victim's family, are accused of attacking the defendant during his trial at Mitchell Courthouse. Happened on Tuesday at the prosecutors were showing video evidence that allegedly showed Joseph Walker shooting 26-year-old Marvin Jackson in December of 2023. Baltimore City Sheriff Sam Cogan has issued a statement saying, "While we understand the pain of losing a loved one to violence, the actions of these family members were unacceptable." It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 219, pick 4, 9768. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary is out under the weather today. I'm Sean Casey. The Orioles lose for the fourth time in five games since the All-Star break. The Birds fell to the Cleveland Guardians 6-3 on the road. Ramon Laureano hit a solo home run in the setback for his 13th of the season. Brandon Young allowed three runs in 4-3 innings to get the loss. The teams will continue their series tonight. They're now 12 games under 500, and in spite of the summer doldrums setting in for the black and orange, the Orioles general manager, Mike Elias, saying that he's not going to blow up the team. Quote, "We think we're going to be very good again in 2026 and have that intention. We're not interested in changing the foundation of the team." At Ravens training camp yesterday, everybody reported to camp as expected. No surprises there as the Purple and Black begin their quest for Super Bowl 60 in San Francisco. And finally, Maryland football coach Mike Locksley admitted Tuesday he had lost the locker room last season. Locksley said the rift came from his decision-making for which player to compensate. The Terps went 4-8 in 2024. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move. Improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us. And tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new edition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
No way. Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM. In Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, July the 23rd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up at this hour of the program today, questions about the rebuilding of the Key Bridge and now Pimlico. Shifty Schiff is accused of mortgage fraud. But our top story here today, this might be historic.
I'm sure there was a lot of accusations and allegations by previous presidents. I know Jefferson and Adams went at each other. Remember the Alexander Aaron Burr, Alexander Hamilton duel. But yesterday, President Trump, while meeting with the Filipino president, Ferdinand Marcos, declared that the Russiagate ringleader was none other than Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, based on what I read, and I read pretty much what you read, it would be President Obama. He started it. And Biden was there with him. And Comey was there. And Clapper. The whole group was there. Brennan. They were all there.
But then he got really serious and said they had caught Obama red-handed and said that he was guilty of treason.
Wow. If you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it.
He went on to say, after what they did to me, and whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. I don't recall in my lifetime ever hearing a president, a sitting president, accuse a former president of treason.
No, me either. Ever. I mean, never. I mean, we're about the same. We're about contemporaries,
right.
Thereabouts.
Right.
And I do not recall. My first political memory was the 1952 Republican convention, oddly, because I thought, Bozo's not on. Who are these Bozos?
Right.
My first political revelation. But I do not recall from that point till this ever having this kind of event take place.
Yeah, this underscores, and again, it's getting much worse by the day, and we'll get into some of the other things they have found so far. But Tulsi Gabbard, after Obama issued a statement refuting the whole thing, Obama's office said, out of respect for the office of the presidency, our office does not normally dignify the constant nonsense and misinformation flowing out of this White House with a response. But these claims are outrageous enough to merit one. These bizarre allegations are ridiculous and a weak attempt at distraction. Nothing in the document issued last week undercuts the widely accepted conclusion that Russia worked to influence the 2016 presidential election but did not successfully manipulate any votes. These findings were affirmed in a 2020 report by the bipartisan Senate Intelligence Committee led by then Chairman Marco Rubio. Well, you know who the star witness was for that? That committee? Lisa Monaco.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you parse the words of this, nowhere does he say he didn't do it. Outrageous,
yeah.
Bizarre allegations, ridiculous, weak attempt at destroy. Nowhere in this statement does Barack Obama said, I categorically deny having anything to do with this.
Fascinating.
Isn't it?
Yep.
All right, there's more to come. We'll hear from Tulsi Gabbard coming up next.
6:13 right now. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning. Looking at the Bay Bridge live and all is well. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. And then the pace is good through Oceanic Drive over towards the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway over towards I-97. No complaints there. Went back down and revisited again. They're actually doing some work today on the Ocean City Drawbridge. And from time to time, it's a single lane, either east or westbound. So some folks work there and heading in from Berlin and places like that. So just a heads up, you'll have a police car sitting there with the lights on, kind of slowing things up just a bit. Beltway, it looks good, fantastic. Nothing major on the ride to the Capitol Beltway, but already we get some heavy traffic on the outer loop towards the Mormon Temple, beginning at New Hampshire Avenue and over towards Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild start today, partly sunny, a little more humid today, but still highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow temps begin to inch back into the 90s, and the heat and storms return by the end of the week. So at least one more day of pleasant summer weather. 72 and cloudy in Annapolis at 67 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Elon Musk opened up a new restaurant in Los Angeles with an EV charging station and a drive-in theater, and he's calling it the Tesla Diner. Comes with complimentary babysitting as well. A big daycare there. Just for his kids, right. Yes. The owner of In-N-Out Burger has angered Californians as she's made disparaging remarks about California. Plans to move her family to Nashville. So she was in, now she's out.
Mm-hmm.
And Gavin Newsom is not happy.
Oh, I got that. In-N-Out. It's very clever. Right.
San Francisco is set to ban homeless people from living in RVs by adopting strict new parking limits. The mayor says they're necessary to keep sidewalks clear and prevent trash buildup. Homeless San Franciscans may sell their RVs in California. They probably afford a house in the Midwest.
Yes, exactly.
Based on that. Yeah, that's where the Super Bowl is this year.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 60 is in San Fran. New study reveals glass bottles may contain more microplastics than plastic bottles due to the process of opening the bottle cap.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, why even try anymore, you know?
Really?
You're trying to live healthy. You're trying to do the right thing. And then as soon as you do that, then they tell you it's bad for you. New study from Boston College suggests a permanent four-day work week may boost job satisfaction and well-being without sacrificing productivity.
I accept.
Yeah. Of course, AI is working on giving you a no-day work week.
That's nice. Yeah. I think AI doesn't have anything on me at all. They got no jokes.
AI Johnson.
That's right. They got no jokes. No, the trap.
Hey, how about Venus Williams? She won her first match at the D.C. Open, competing at a tournament for the first time in more than a year, and doubles for the first time in nearly three. And she took a year off, comes back, and now everybody's Googling how old is Venus. She's 45, by the way.
What's a Venus? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The Prince of Darkness has died. Rock legend Ozzy Osbourne is dead at the age of 76. There he is. He just finished his farewell concert.
Yeah.
Two weeks ago,
yep.
He suffered from Parkinson's disease. I mean, it looked really bad on stage.
He raised $190 million for that concert. Wow.
Yeah, just amazing. And, of course, he had the reality TV show, The Osbournes, where he had Sharon and the rest. But
I love the one where they did he and Jack in the RV.
Yeah.
That was a riot.
It was funny. Started with Black Sabbath in 1969. The band eventually kicked him out because of his predilection for drugs and alcohol and just
biting the
bizarre behavior. You know, he did stuff like he bit the head off a bat.
Uh-huh.
But he said he thought it was a rubber bat at the time.
Oh, I see, of course.
He also allegedly snorted a line of ants. Once. he was just one of these.
Sorry. That's just too weird.
Yeah, bad boy rockers, to say the least. And as we continue to remember Joe Armacost, our former producer of 27 years, we discovered, thanks to Kristen, some in the vault, some of his old characters. And we thought we'd play some of those for you here this morning. First up is the Swedish yodeler. We used to call him Bjorn Hagen. All right, here we go. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the bogus story, and you win. That simple. And, well, the colonel's out today. So and that means Bjorn Hagen.
Why is everybody so sick? They got the croup. They got the croup. They got the whooping cough. Hoop-de-hoop-de-looper-doo. Crooping, coughing, hocking, hocking, hocking.
Give him a couple of quaaludes.
Is that language in, does Berlitz have that language?
Convincing birds and birds and windy birds.
Sounds like BS to me.
That was Bjorn Hagen.
That's the way the people were. It was from. That's how they talk.
Yeah. Then there was Scotty from Loch Raven. All right, time to choose your shocking news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the bogus story, and you will be a winner today. We have a new guest.
I've been sent here by my good friend Neil at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I understand.
Good morning, fellas.
Yeah, I'd like to introduce you to, this is Scotty from Loch Raven.
Hello, fellas. You must be Frankie. You're a strapping old man, you are.
Is he wearing kilts?
Would you like to come over and feel if I'm wearing anything under him?
I don't think
so. Why don't you ask a more personal question? I brought you some blueberry pie and some hammock bowls.
Thank you. I appreciate that,
I
Scotty.
Hope you like them.
That's Scotty from Loch Raven. Then, of course, the infamous Colonel and, a little bit of a mistake here in the execution of the program, and then the Colonel jumps in. Not the Colonel. Okay, we'll do the Colonel tomorrow because we're running short on time. But we'll do the Colonel tomorrow. We have the Colonel. We're still looking for Dr. Fong, 7-Eleven guy, and a few others, and maybe some of his parodies.
Dr. Fong was my favorite.
Parodies to close out the week. Of course, he'll be laid to rest early next week. One of a kind, man. Joe Armacost.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, that's for true. That's true. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple, 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And can you blame President Trump after everything that was done to him? They spied on his campaign. They spied on his presidency. They lied about him. They accused him of treason, of collaborating with the Russians to fix the election. Now, turnabout is fair play. We'll have more on that. We'll hear from Tulsi Gabbard in just a moment here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around. Plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Ever feel like your money runs out before the month does? I'm Mark McVeary. For over 30 years, I've helped homeowners 62 and older use a federally insured reverse mortgage to eliminate mortgage payments and other debts, and finally get some breathing room. Your home is your biggest asset. Why not use it to make life easier? If you're ready to stop the juggling act and make a real change, call now. 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come between now and the top of the hour. The Pimlico rebuild. Boy, it's going swimmingly or not. You'll hear the details on that. Also, Donald Trump says Adam Schiff is in trouble deep. It's not his causing it. It's Adam Schiff's behavior is causing it, and that is Mortgage Fraud City, USA. Right now, it's 6:23. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Heads up, if you're traveling northeastern part of the city, one of our listeners said on police activity there, about the 5700 block of Bel Air Road up on the northeast side. Of course, if there's an investigation, they won't tell us what it is, but you may still have some police cars in that area. 895 now is starting to slow, and we're building there very quickly. Everybody's going into the tunnel. Always like to make sure we have two green arrows there, and we do.
95 next door, all four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. No construction yet on 95 northbound in Harford County, so the lanes are open at Route 24. And in case you missed it at the top of the hour, York Road is back open today. All the repairs done, and we're back in business at York Road in the area just around Ashland Road in Hunt Valley. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Foxway 5 Weather Authority forecast for this Wednesday hump day. It is going to be another mild start to the day. Partly sunny, a little bit more humid today, and highs in the upper 80s. Then tomorrow, temperatures start to creep back up into the near 90s, and then by Friday, it's going to be very hot. The heat returns with storms by the end of this week. Right now, mostly cloudy, 66 in Reisterstown. It's 70 under cloudy skies in Baltimore City. And, of course, we just played you President Trump saying Obama is stone cold guilty. He is guilty of treason. And then, of course, Obama refuting that. And then we have Tulsi Gabbard yesterday on Lara Trump, who was sitting in for Will Cain on Fox, firing back. No, I'm sorry, this is Jesse Waters last night on Fox. This is, again, Tulsi Gabbard firing back at Barack Obama, saying she's going to release more Trump Russia hoax documents today to refute Obama's statement.
We will be releasing further documents tomorrow that will refute that statement. And I would go back and point to, and we will be pulling a whole host of statements that were made by the Obama administration, by Hillary Clinton, by senior Democrat officials, by their friends in the media that state over and over again, after this January 2017 manufactured intelligence document was created, that repeat the narrative. And I'm looking at my notes here. New York Times says Russian hackers acted to aid Trump in the election. CIA's, Obama's CIA Director John Brennan says there is strong consensus among us to support the CIA claim Russian hackers aided Donald Trump's election. Hillary Clinton said, I would be president if not for the Russian hackers supporting Donald Trump. So there is a vast body of evidence and intelligence that debunks and refutes this statement you've just read and others coming from some of the Democrat leaders in Congress today.
Wow. That was on Newsmax, Rob Schmidt. I want to correct myself there. So you can see there's much more to this. And let's not forget the media was complicit in all of this. Paz writes in, the greatest scandals in U.S. history have been revealed. The fact that Obama's Marxist movement attempted to overthrow the Trump presidency, that's one. The fact that Joe Biden was unfit to serve during a significant part of his presidency is another. And the fact that the government lied when it said the jab would stop a person from getting and spreading COVID was another. Pure crimes, chaos, careers destroyed. But Paz says he doubts a single perpetrator will ever be held accountable.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm just as cynical as Paz is. And the problem is that this growing cynicism in the American public, if we all begin to think that there is no justice when actual real crimes like this are committed, then we will none of us be obeying any laws.
You'll certainly descend into anarchy pretty soon if there is no sense of rule of law or law and order. But it gets worse. The Senate Judiciary Committee released a bombshell report yesterday revealing that Jim Comey's FBI, quote, failed to fully investigate Hillary Clinton's use of private email server and mishandling of highly classified information during her time as Secretary of State, end of quote. Remember, no reasonable
14 minutes and 30 seconds of she's guilty, she's guilty, she's guilty, followed by 30 seconds of, but no prosecutor will actually
no reasonable.
So yeah. We give up on this. Thanks, we did our best.
Well, this comes from what they're calling the Clinton Annex. Attorney General Pam Bondi has just declassified at the request of Senator Chuck Grassley. And this document shows an extreme lack of effort and due diligence in the FBI's investigation of former Secretary Clinton's email usage and mishandling of highly classified information, Grassley said. Under Comey's leadership, the FBI failed to perform fundamental investigative work and left key pieces of evidence on the cutting room floor. What they're talking about here is she had in her emails top secret SAP, which is known as Special Access Program content. This is the secret of the most secret that the government can classify as top secret. And she had them in their emails, and it is believed that Obama may have been hacked, she may have been hacked, the Chinese, the Russians, who knows, may have all had access to our top government secrets because she had a... she kept a database and a server at home in her bathroom. You know, folks, people go to jail for life over this kind of stuff. We shall see.
You stand in front of the wrong part of a submarine and get a selfie, you got a problem.
Yeah. So the DOJ is investigating. We shall see. Vinny Stiles, your home sold guarantee realty company. And Vinny can make sure that your home sells for the price that you want and the time that you want once you both agree and you sign on the dotted line. And this is how it works. A database of tens of thousands of people will get access to your home before it even hits the open market, before it hits the MLS. And look, you know, these are tough times for a lot of people. It's a buyer's market right now, they're saying, but sellers can still get the price that they're looking for, but you got to have somebody that's experienced and knowledgeable and has this database, and there's very few that qualify. Vinny is the guy. So call Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call, and again, your home may already be sold, and you can start packing today. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines once again. Here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore has hired an engineering firm to investigate the cause of the underground fires in the city. Yesterday, the city's Public Safety Committee brought together the Fire Management, DPW, Office of Emergency Management, BGE, Verizon, and other agencies to address the city infrastructure and what could be causing the fires. In late June, an underground fire at Baltimore Street and Guilford Avenue shut down several roadways. Tuesday's Baltimore City School Board meeting was interrupted by a porn video. According to the Baltimore Banner, the video was seen during the public participation program of the program, which included pre-recorded videos. City Schools spokesperson Sherry Christian says the meeting was briefly put on hold, and officials are working with the technology team to prevent similar incidents. No information, by the way, on who is responsible for the video. Three members of a murder victim family are accused of attacking the defendant during his trial at Mitchell Courthouse. Happened yesterday as prosecutors were showing video evidence that allegedly shows that Joseph Walker's shooting of 26-year-old Marvin Jackson in December of 2023. Baltimore City Sheriff Sam Cogan has issued a statement saying that while we understand the pain of losing a loved one to violence, the actions of these family members were unacceptable. He says their outburst could cause a mistrial in a case intended to deliver justice, but they now face serious charges as well that could result in significant jail time. A former Baltimore City police officer has been sentenced in connection with a domestic incident in October. Eli Winston pled guilty to first-degree assault, a gun charge, and DUI. And he is being sentenced to 10 years with all but five suspended. Winston was arrested after a vehicle crash on East Lombard Street. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says the sentence sends a clear message to those who commit acts of domestic violence that you will face serious consequences regardless of your position or title. 6:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Attorney Michael Friedman.
And I'm Attorney Stephen Friedman. And along with my wife, Rachel, we strive to continue our firm's 40-year reputation for excellence.
You know, Steve, when I started practicing law, things in the world were plenty different. No, FDR was not president, but folks were getting injured in auto accidents and by other negligent acts. And our work, our commitment to clients from the very start has never wavered.
You're so right, Dad. Handling property damage, getting car rentals, assuring the best medical treatment, and really just getting their lives back remains our primary focus.
And that also means obtaining fair and just compensation for their pain and suffering, as well as for any permanent medical issues.
And although we prefer to settle cases, we often rely on judge and juries to obtain fair and just compensation.
So if you or a loved one has been injured by another's negligence, give us a call at the Law Offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848, for a free consultation.
And don't forget, Dad, there's no fee for us and no cost to our clients unless we win.
Well, then please continue winning.
Absolutely, not to worry.
The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic region for over 40 years.
Pick three, letter number 219. You pick 4-9-7-6-8. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
295 northbound on the parkway. Heavy traffic here at 197. At one point, it was a little more stop and go, a little better now. Just the normal heavy traffic northbound. Southbound still looks okay from Arundel Mills down towards Route 32. The Beltway west side now is filled in. We can start to look for the brake lights pretty much anywhere from 795 Liberty Road, I-70, Route 40. And then it gets better. The Parkville side and the inner loop at Green Spring are still in the clear. York Road is open this morning. They've repaired all the water main problems and we're open there at York Road. At Ashland Road, again, no construction yet, but soon 95 North in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A bit of a pleasant morning here with temperatures in the 60s and 70s for your Wednesday. As we head toward the afternoon, temps will be a little bit warmer. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s under partly cloudy skies. A little bit more humid as well. Those temps start cranking up into the 90s on Thursday and then heating up for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Gary's out this morning, a little bit under the weather. I'm Sean Casey, filling in for Gary Stein. Well, it's happened again. The Guardians kept their hot streak alive, beating the Orioles 6-3 at home. Jose Ramirez hit his 21st home run of the season, while Kyle Manzardo and Brian Rocchio had two ribbies each for the Cleveland Indians/Guardians. Joey Cantillo allowed a run on two hits in five innings during the victory, while Manuel Clase locked down the 22nd save. So the Guardians now have won four or five games since the All-Star break and are now 550-50 on the year. Ramon Laureano hit his 13th home run of the season for the Birds. Brandon Young allowed three runs in a 4/3 innings to take the loss. Orioles have now lost six of their last seven games, are now 44-56 and 12 games under 500. And as they approach the trading deadline next week, it looks like obviously the Birds are now going to be sellers and not buyers. Ravens training camp opened up yesterday with everybody reporting, everybody healthy. And, of course, the big questions at camp this year revolve around the kicker. And will the new drafted kicker be able to replace the recently departed Justin Tucker? Also, where will wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins fit in into the Ravens offense? That's another big question. Ronnie Stanley returning for his 10th season with the Purple and Black. A key commander is reportedly missing from training camp, according to multiple reports. Washington wide receiver Terry McLaurin did not report with the rest of the team on Tuesday. McLaurin has been unhappy with his contract situation, saying last week that it's kind of hard to see how he will play this season. McLaurin led the team in receptions, yards, and touchdowns last season. He's asking somewhere in the vicinity of $30 million a year. Maryland football coach Mike Loxley admitted Tuesday that he lost the locker room last season. Loxley said the rift came from a decision making for which players to compensate. Imagine that in college football. Terps went 4-8 in 2024, failing to reach a bowl game for the first time since 2020. And that's a look at Stein on Sports, brought to you by Greben Wealth Management.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, she would talk up the vocals. Pretty good.
Yeah, really good. Fred says it's time to hang Obama and his scumbags high on the grounds of the White House. Don't think you're going to see that.
No. Yeah.
Although the penalty for treason is the death penalty. Pat says, I fear the case against Obama could lead to an exploited Democratic rallying call to midterm elections. Interesting. Yeah. So it's just crazy. Morning, guys, says Daryl. Here you say Adam Schiff up for mortgage fraud. Wasn't Letitia James charged with the same in the house in Virginia and a false statement on an apartment building in New York City? That's Daryl from Riverside Park. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back to Marilyn Mosby.
Yeah,
you know, with her mortgage issues, but she was eventually, that was overturned, her mortgage fraud conviction. But Shifty Schiff, well, President Trump says he's another one that's stone cold guilty.
Well, it's interesting because he was very, very cautious in describing Schiff's problems, while he was very forthright in describing his perception of Obama's guilt. Here's the president yesterday.
Adam Schiff claims he lived in a one bedroom apartment. So how does a family of four, you're a developer, very successful developer, how does a family of four live in a one bedroom apartment?
Now, it looks like Adam Schiff really did a bad thing. They have them. Now, let's see what happens. It's not up to me. It's not up to, I stay out of it purposely. But it's mortgage loan fraud. It's a big deal. He defrauded banks and insurance companies and the federal government.
Don't forget that the 34 counts against Donald Trump up in New York circled around other things. The accusation that Donald Trump had misvalued some of his properties.
Right.
So, I mean, in other words,
and he had the judge who was right. An idiot that didn't know anything about real estate
nothing
law.
Nothing at all about real estate law. Nothing at all about the true valuation
judge
of
Engeron,
properties.
Engeron, I think his name was.
So, I mean, now you have Adam Schiff, who is all the time standing on the other side saying, I have these documents, and I'm going to release them sometime real soon. Well, actually, we now know he had no documents whatsoever. Well, the president says that Schiff, basically, the legal system now has him by the short hairs.
It's a lot of people to live in a one-bedroom apartment, right? But he put it down. But he has a lot of other things far worse than that. So, no, Adam Schiff, they have him 100% on mortgage fraud. Now, if there's anybody else in this room except you, you would have no problem. But anybody else in this room, you'd have a problem. I'd have a problem.
Yeah, I think any of us would have a problem, and we've actually seen this play out in the public sphere, particularly as you stay in the public sphere. This kind of stuff that some of us may think, well, we can get away with that, is less and less likely if you're in the public sphere and you're playing with, in essence, guarantees of public money. And that's what mortgage fraud involves, among other things. Once you have somebody who's actually insuring the property you're buying, chances are the government's involved somewhere, which means the taxpayer is potentially on the hook for any of your misbehavior. So we'll see what happens with Adam Schiff. I'm also now kind of putting that one on the back burner because I've heard it again so many times. Well, they got him now.
You know, it's amazing to me. Guys like Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro end up going to jail for 3 or 4 months because they wouldn't produce documents that Congress wanted to see.
Yep.
Okay, and they were invoking executive privilege, and they got, of course, executive privilege got thrown under the bus during the Biden years. They actually go to jail. They go to a federal prison for 4 months each. And the rest of these characters that try to overthrow a president, and Schiff may or may not be guilty, we don't know. But these guys are walking around scot-free as if, you know, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah. They feel they're immune from the law. And, of course, it's going to take more than one conviction to convince them that they're anything but an anomaly. If they see one conviction, they can say, well, they got him, but they won't get me. It's going to take a series of trials and convictions to make these people convinced that they actually have to stop misbehaving in the way they do. Now, Jason Crow is a congressman. He's way left. And he took a look at the statements coming out from Tulsi Gabbard yesterday and, of course, at Obama's denial. And he has what I would consider one of the more unusual analyses of what led to the statements coming out from Tulsi Gabbard having to do with Obama and the cabal that tried to cost Donald Trump the presidency and did successfully in 2020.
What's actually going on here is pretty clear. You have Tulsi Gabbard, who's been out of favor with President Trump since the intelligence agency issued battle damage assessments of the Iran strike that were not consistent with what Donald Trump was saying. So she's been in hot water and been trying to get back into favor. And then you have a president in President Trump who wants people to talk about anything other than the Epstein investigation, which he is very, very clearly worried about. The release of the Epstein files.
doesn't seem to me he's worried about it at all, frankly. But this is going to be the implication from the left, is that unless somehow they have all the information that God knows about Epstein, that Donald Trump will have somehow hidden it from them. But there you have Jason Crow, another voice from the left, not firmly rooted in reality. Talking about people not firmly rooted in reality, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes at 6:43.
What?
Huh? Forever.
Forever. Now, who's a... conflict that Western gibberish, you know?
Not even... That's genuine Western gibberish.
Genuine, absolutely. Gabby Johnson. The southbound side of 95 now is slowing coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We're starting to get the brake lights here right after O'Donnell Street. I was just looking at the camera where the traffic is going into the tunnel, and all four lanes are moving, but it's a little bit slower pace for the traffic on 95 south. 895 was already slow back towards the Urban Avenue ramp. So right now we're between 15 and 20 minutes with delays southbound. That's about normal for this time in the morning. No incidents right now through there. Had a report of a wreck in Prince George's County, BW Parkway southbound at Riverdale Road. That's well inside the Capitol Beltway. Could be a delay there after you clear the ramp at Route 202, the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, with the normal delays there. New Hampshire Avenue going around to the Mormon Temple, but this morning the lanes are clear at the American Legion Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today, partly sunny, a little more humid, highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow, temps start creeping back close to 90. Then Friday, it's going to be a scorcher with a chance of thunderstorm. So enjoy it while it lasts. Right now, 71 in the city, and it is 69 in Severn. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of
Johnson. Ever since he was a little boy, everything he's finding around the house, he sticks up his nose.
That explains that.
Yeah. Yes, it does. 7-Eleven
options as well.
That's right. 7-Eleven welcoming two new limited time additions. The new Bacon Lover's Pizza with sweet baby Ray's barbecue sauce. And I haven't got to try this one. The Jalapeno Ranch Chicken Taquito.
All you have to do is put jalapeno in any food. It just says, I got to try this one.
Taquito like was Frank's cabin boy on one of the crews.
I think so, yes. Yeah. Didn't like it. It was Frank on the tip.
Popeye's Chicken Dippers are thin strips of chicken breast meat battered in the chain's Louisiana garlic and spice blend and then fried until crispy. And their new signature sauce combines the bold flavors of Louisiana Holy Trinity, bell pepper, celery, and onion, just with the right amount of heat. So love those chicken dippers at Popeye's. Domino is testing a brand new pizza, sausage-stuffed crust pizza topped with mac and cheese.
Oh, no, sorry.
You want to try it?
Yeah, no.
I would try it. Sausage, crust pizza topped with mac and cheese?
No.
Mac and cheese is a comfort food.
I would like the sausage-topped pizza. Yeah. But, frankly, there's very, very few mac and cheeses that I've had anywhere that are even worth trying. So, I mean, we fed the kids an awful lot of it when they were growing up. I'm over it, as they say.
Well, just when you think...
cheap.
Yes.
Right. Just when you think snack flavors could not get any crazier.
All right, then.
There's a... Rewind, it's a snack brand based in the Netherlands. They've just released corn chips that taste like 9-volt batteries.
Why?
Well.
And how would one know?
The idea was inspired by childhood nostalgia. Especially
for shocking your tongue.
The tiny tingle that comes from licking the tip of a 9-volt battery. Did you ever do that?
No, I actually used to die hard.
Yeah. You just went out, popped the hood of your car, and licked your battery to death.
Like both fingers touch the both poles.
Yeah. You know, anything you get the term hot shot, huh?
Yes.
Hot lips.
Yeah.
In this case.
I think I'll pass on the tasting of the 9-volt battery. I don't need to taste that.
No.
And for the second day in a row, things are really hot in Hampstead. Things are heating up. The family behind a local food truck and pop-up lemonade stand has brought a diner back to Hampstead. Little G's Diner. Built up a lot of hype on social media. Their grand opening will be this Saturday, Northside Business Center on Main Street, previously home to the well-known Hampstead Diner.
Mm.
So there you have it. Another option for our producer, Kristen Hagrick. The Little G is after their...
What do they call that? Little G spot?
You know, it's after their grandson, Grayson.
Just asking, Bruce. I'm just asking.
Your mind, Shrek, goes in the most unusual place.
Well, it does.
At least
it
he
does.
Didn't.
It just, I'm going along like a train that just suddenly derailed.
At least he didn't say G-string. Yes. All right, there you have it. Chuck's seeing a couple, 6:48, right. 12 minutes now for the hour of 7 o'clock. And more on, of course, the Jason Crow is weighing in on Tulsi Gabbard and much more.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. So Jason Crow says that, you know, Tulsi Gabbard's just making stuff up because she wants to please Donald Trump because she's been on the outs. First of all, I mean, I'm so outside the loop here. I didn't realize she was on the outs.
Well, I remember there was that she said that Iran did not have nuclear weapons, and that kind of kept her at arm's length a little bit. And and then Trump said she was wrong. And so it was a disagreement. And then that can happen in a cabinet.
Yeah, exactly right. And the question is, whether or not you want it to be as open as that, if you have a disagreement inside the cabinet. But this is an administration where we have a soundbite coming up later on this morning from Caroline Leavitt saying, this president believes in transparency. It's not always fun to watch the sausage being made, but it is part of the process, and he thinks the American people deserve to have that. Jason Crow says, come on, now, Tulsi's making all this stuff up in an attempt to curry favor, and Barack Obama is as pure as the driven snow, doesn't want to know this.
What's happening is Tulsi Gabbard's trying to work his way back into the good graces of Donald Trump by fabricating this conspiracy theory to try to placate Donald Trump. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, this is what this is all about. And of course, he misgendered her just a bit. If you're confused about this, Jason, Tulsi is a girl's name. Tulsi is very much a girl, so that you're aware. Just want to be real clear.
Yeah.
When you say that he wants to get his good graces back, you know, Caroline Leavitt, I was just talking about her, says that talking about the Obama thing that Tulsi Gabbard was talking about yesterday that Obama replied to, I can't wait to hear what Tulsi Gabbard brings up today. There are additional documentation, she says. I mean, one of the things Richard Nixon used to be very, very good at is counterpunching. He would make a statement, let his opponents spill all that they have, and then counterpunch.
Yeah.
And I hear a counterpunch coming here on this.
Nixon counterpunched his way right out of the White House, though.
He did, indeed. Leavitt says it's no surprise to her or to anybody else in the administration that Obama is now being targeted as the ringleader of this cabal that intended to basically push Donald Trump and the MAGA movement out of politics forever.
It comes as no surprise, unfortunately, and I think that's why you've seen the FBI open up investigations into the individual you mentioned and some others as well.
Yeah, that individual.
Coming up next, Governor Moore facing off a tough decision on school choice. 6:51, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com. A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. It's 653, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop delay, pretty solid now, 795 going down through Liberty Road and eventually down towards I-70 and Route 40, and it's solid from there. Once we cross Route 40 and then start down the hill towards Frederick Road, the pace improves, and then you're fine going down to the ramps at I-95, but definitely backed up already through there. The inner loop at Greenspring was still okay at last check. Yep, still is, just passing through there right now. And then switching over to the northeast side, the outer loop now begins to fill in and is slowing at Hartford Road, but it's just a normal speed reduction there. Should get better once we climb the hill and then up towards Providence Road. JFX, you're good. There are some delays. We actually improved a little bit in the last 15 minutes. Southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 around Eastern, 95 has moved down just a bit. We'll call that top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp coming south from O'Donnell Street. Lanes open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel and the wreck on the BW Parkway inside the Capitol Beltway on the shoulder now at Riverdale Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be another pretty nice day today. Mild start, partly sunny, and moderating temperatures. A little more humidity today, upper 80s for the high. And then tomorrow, the heat creeps back in near 90. And then in the mid to upper 90s for Friday, with a potential chance of showers or thunderstorms returning to the forecast. And right now, 70 in mostly cloudy Middle River and 71 in Baltimore City. Well, recently we are coming off the Key Bridge demolition. And remember, it took about, what, a year and a half to even start that. And that just started, I think, the beginning of this month, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So it took about a year and a half, because the bridge went down March of, 2024? Yeah.
Yeah.
March of 2020. It was March 26th, I think, of 2024. So
about a year ago.
Yeah.
A little plus a little bit.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
And so that's a long time. Look, mm-hmm. I understand you had to retrieve the bodies and you had to have an investigation and, you know, debris had to be removed out of the water and so on and so forth and that had to be all cleaned up. But still, a year and a half later, before you even begin tearing down the existing infrastructure, now Maryland officials are doubling down that the demolition and redevelopment of the state's flagship racetrack, Pimlico. They're saying it's going to remain on schedule, but...
Wait a minute now. They're supposed to start the day after the races.
Yes. The day they said on the Maryland Stadium Authority on their website said there would be an aggressive schedule to keep the Preakness in Maryland, and they would have a dedicated 2-year plan to restore horse racing at Pimlico, which would involve complete demolition and rebuilding of the site. On the website, it says, quote, "This project has a very aggressive schedule, which is projected to be complete by Preakness 152 in 2027. But according to Fox 45 and Spotlight on Maryland, not a single thing has been done at Old Hilltop. I mean, yeah, there's some construction equipment out there, but neighbors are saying, I haven't seen anything. No one has seen anything. The track is still standing. There's not been a single piece of demolition. And so they caught up with Governor Moore the other day at a meeting asking, what's going on with the demolition of Pimlico? Is this project still on schedule?
Oh, this project is going to happen, and this project is going to make sure that it's going to also not just make the community proud, because remember, this is the first time we've seen any type of initiative or platform that was built that actually keeps the community in mind, and we are really proud of that, but we have to make sure that we're doing things that are ensuring that the community, that the industry, and also that Preakness will be then taken care of, and so the long-term commitment that we have and the timeline that we set out, that is a timeline that we intend on hitting.
Really? you're going to hit the timeline. It's been a while already, sir, and it seems to me your timeline should have had at least one signpost somewhere along the world already.
Preakness 2027 is what they're saying, and now it looks like it's going to be Preakness 2028, if that at all. And the MSA authorized $400 million in bonds to fund the redevelopment project, which had initial budget exceeding $500 million. And Governor Moore was asked, well, what about the bonds? How come they haven't been issued as of yet?
Well, again, you know, the plan that we have laid out is one that we are still very much on track of being able to hit. And so the commitment that we have to Park Heights, the commitment that we have to the industry, and the commitment that we have to making sure that the second, that the crown jewel of the Triple Crown is protected are all things we're committed to.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, it's more gobbledygook from Governor Word Salad. You know, you get all these nice platitudes and everything, but you really don't get any meaningful answers. I will be shocked if Preakness is back at Pimlico by May of 2027.
Yeah, me too. In which case, the longer it takes, or with the Pimlico being down in Laurel, the less likely it is, in my view, that the Pimlico that Preakness stays here forever.
All right, we shall see. 2028 might be a good year. Might get Pimlico and the Key Bridge rebuilt by that year. 659, Tim Call, Electric Heating and Cooling right now. Is your AC working at peak efficiency? Are you a little bit, have you noticed maybe it's a little bit warmer upstairs, or maybe it's you got to crank it way down to even get somewhat cool? Well, maybe it's not operating. Maybe it's working, but not really well. And that's where Tim Kyle really can shine. They can come in and do some maintenance work on your AC unit. They can make sure the filter's changed out. They can check out the coils, make sure you might need coolant, which is a common problem because it leaks over time, especially if your unit is old. That's what happened to me. My unit is about 30 years old, you know, it's amazing that it's still working. Yeah. But they said, no, you need a shot of coolant, and it did, and now it's working great. And my bills went down.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, because it was working really, really hard to cool the house. So call Tim Kyle today. They'll do the same thing for you. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online at timkylecompany.com. That's timkylecompany.com.
Coming up, Brett, 7 o'clock news. Republicans hope that Hunter Biden gives a press conference that lasts hours and hours, but once a week moving forward.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street futures have been flying high this morning following word of a huge U.S. trade deal with a significant trading partner, Japan. It is, in the words of President Trump, a great deal for everybody, adding it's not the last word.
We concluded the one deal, Doug, and now we're going to conclude another one because they're forming a joint venture with us at in Alaska, as you know, for the LNG. So I said we'll all do that together with Chris. Is Chris here? I don't know. Chris, right? If you could set that up, Doug, it would be great. But they're all set to make that deal now, so I think it's good. This was really the one they had to make, and we're going to make a deal with Japan on the LNG in Alaska. Right?
Under terms of the deal announced last evening by Mr. Trump, 15% tariffs to be levied on Japanese imports, while Japan will open its markets to U.S. cars and trucks and rice. No deal with China yet, but both sides are still talking. House lawmakers leaving Washington a day early for their five-week August break amid tension over efforts to force a release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. A victory for women in sports.
The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee has barred biological men from competing in women's sports. The committee is citing an executive order from President Donald Trump. The order, signed in February, threatens to cut funding for organizations allowing transgender athletes in women's sports. The policy is listed under the USOPC Athlete Safety Policy and follows a similar move by the NCAA earlier this year. Keith Peters, Washington.
A suspect in custody in what federal prosecutors in New York describe as a foiled plot to detonate homemade bombs across Manhattan. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 208 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning, it's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes on Morning Long. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. The topside beltway is slowing now from Towson. If you're coming over from Charles Street, York Road, you're going over towards 83. Problem is a tractor, looks like a tractor trailer. It's a big truck. Right side of the roadway, outer loop between 83 and the JFX. It looks like it may be crowding the right lane just a bit. So the southbound ramp from 83 to the outer loop, and then the outer loop west to Charles Street is slowing. The state police are there. State highway truck is also there. But again, they're crowding the right lane as you're moving through there. So brake lights are just beginning now as you're passing underneath Charles Street, and the southbound ramp from 83 will be slow as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A bit of a pleasant morning here with temperatures in the 60s and 70s for your Wednesday. As we head toward the afternoon, temps will be a little bit warmer. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s under partly cloudy skies. A little bit more humid as well. Those temps start cranking up into the 90s on Thursday and then heating up for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 67 degrees. Ellicott City has 66 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A former Baltimore City police officer has been sentenced in connection with a domestic incident in October. Eli Winston pled guilty to first-degree assault, a gun charge, and DUI, and he's been sentenced to 10 years with all but five suspended. Winston was arrested after a vehicle crash on East Lombard Street. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says the sentence sends a clear message that those who commit acts of domestic violence will face serious consequences regardless of their position or title. Opponents of a proposed plastic recycling plant in Howard County rallied against the project yesterday. Environmentalists and residents gathered outside the county's planning and zoning office, calling on state and county leaders to conduct a more comprehensive review of the W.R. Grace project. Residents who live near the site say they're concerned about the impact the facility could have on their health and on the environment. Salisbury man now faces a lengthy sentence for a deadly block party shooting that took place 2 years ago. Antrevon Harmon has been convicted on 16 counts in the 4th of July shootout on Chippewa Boulevard, claimed the life of a 14-year-old boy, left seven others injured. Pocomoco County State Attorney Jamie Dykes says Harmon faces up to 378 years with a mandatory minimum of 45 years. He remains in custody pending sentencing. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 219. Your pick 4, 9768. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Derek's out this morning, feeling a little bit under the weather. I'm Sean Casey, and Stein on Sports brought to you by Farman and Derner, the comfort guys. Well, no comfort. The Orioles can't solve lefties. They can't hit lefties, and they can't get lefty hitters out. That was the problem yesterday, as the Orioles lost for the fourth time in five games against since the All-Star break, falling to the Cleveland Guardians 6-3 on the road. Ramon Laureano hit a solo homer in the setback for his 13th of the year. Brandon Young allowed three runs in 4 1/3 to get the loss. The teams will continue their series tonight. As to the trading deadline coming up next week, Orioles GM Mike Elias saying, we're not blowing up the team. We think we're going to be good again in 2026, and we have the intention, we're not interested in changing the foundation of the team. Elias went on to say, standing here today, we're 12 games under 500. It's been a huge disappointment. The reality is, when you're at the point of the standings and 11 days away from the trade deadline, we've got to be realistic about our situation. The conversations I'm having right now are more oriented towards what's out there for some of our available major league players, end of quote. But don't expect any big deals. The Orioles just don't have the trading stock. They're not going to get rid of their key players, and the players that are being marketed, I don't think are going to bring a big return in exchange. So we'll see. Ravens open up their training camp, and again, everybody reported healthy, and they're looking for their Super Bowl quest. Super Bowl 60 being held this year in San Francisco. And that's a look at Stein on sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the brand new free mobile app. And don't forget, we're at Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, addressing the food complaints at Gator Gitmo. Three big stories you're not going to miss. Missing children hotline. What do you hear about the latest study on organ donation and the CCP messing with America's genome? But our top story here today is Hunter Biden once again. And the Republicans are having a field day with this.
Sean, you remember this from yesterday. This is Hunter Biden doing what I thought was physically impossible, and that is dropping the F-bomb seven times within 30 seconds.
All these Democrats say, you have to talk about and realize that people are really upset about illegal immigration.
He is the smartest man I know.
How do you think your hotel room gets cleaned? How do you think you have food on your table? Who do you think washes your dishes? Who do you think does your garden? Who do you think is here by the sheer just grit and will that they figured out a way to get here because they thought that they could give themselves and their family a better chance.
Yeah, okay, well, I think he'd be lost without the F-bomb because that particular kind of language lasted throughout the entire podcast he was on, and the podcast went on for quite some time. He is an inconvenient truth for the Democrats in that it reminds everybody in the world exactly what was going on during the Biden administration. It makes one wonder, is this the way Daddy taught him how to talk? Is this something that happens beyond closed doors in the Biden family? After all, he's a Biden. Can't escape that particular name. That's what we were told yesterday. Well, the Republicans are saying, my God, I do love this guy. Let's make sure he gives a press conference or shows up on a podcast once a week for the next couple of years, and we'll gain 30 or 40 seats in the House in the off-year elections. Ryan Nobles over at CBS says this.
You're seeing conservatives, including Speaker Johnson and others, really taking advantage of today's anniversary of Biden dropping out and putting out videos and saying, look at what Democrats hid from the American people over the course of the years that he was president.
Yeah. By the way, I'm sorry, it's NBC and not CBS that currently employs Ryan Nobles. Nobles says that Biden, this is an unusual view, by the way, Biden actually was rejected, that's Daddy Biden, because of the economy. Not because we thought he was semi-somnolent, maybe not even there anymore, but because somehow the economy did him in.
going back to what Hunter Biden said and what the Democrats are doing with their audit, I think it ultimately comes down, the American people were facing an affordability crisis during Biden's presidency. The cost of living had gone up. They couldn't afford gas, groceries, and rent. These were the things that they were voting on, and this is, I think, why they rejected Biden and the policies that his administration was pursuing.
Yeah, and there you have it. The policies this administration, that is the Biden administration, were pursuing. It was a rejection of his policies. Well, it may have been, in part, a rejection of his policies, but it was also a very personal rejection of Joe Biden. Remember, he didn't end up being the candidate. The Democrats pushed him out. He had actually had all of his say. He'd done all he wanted to do. Barack Obama and Susan Rice and all were done using him as a show prop. So, yeah, time to jettison him and put in the next victim, Kamala Harris. And she, of course, didn't fare particularly well in the election, losing every single swing state and losing the election by a couple of million votes. Other than that, it was a swell cycle for them. Right now, it's 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The contractor has arrived and the construction begins. Here we are at 715, and they start construction on a major interstate on I-95 in Harford County. We say it every day. 76 mile marker, northbound 95 at Route 24. They take one lane away right in the middle of the rush hour every day. Not working at 4:30 in the morning, not working at 5 in the morning. They work at quarter after 7 in the morning. Okay, thank you. The outer loop of the Beltway, that broken down vehicle still there between 83 of the JFX. Both the Beltway and 83 South are slowing because they're looking at it. It's kind of crowding the right lane in there with the state police and the state highway truck on the scene. There's a new minor wreck outside the Beltway at Liberty Road and Rolling Road, 695, with all the normal delays other than the backup there with 83. And right now, both the tunnels are in the area of about 15 to 20 minutes with the heavy traffic on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off a little mild today, partly cloudy, a little more humid, but upper 80s for the high today. And then tomorrow temperatures start to really, ratchet up a bit, close to 90, more humidity. And then by Friday, it's going to be a scorcher with the heat and maybe storms by the end of the week. Sunny 71 right now in Middle River, and it is 70 in Severn. Time for our MAGA Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, the big news is yesterday, while meeting in the Oval Office with the president of the Philippines, President Trump called out the former president, Barack Hussein Obama, as the ringleader of the coup that tried to overthrow his election and his presidency.
If you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, Obama issued a statement through his spokesperson saying that these were outrageous, they were ridiculous, these were bizarre. But not once in the statement did he categorically deny what the crux of the allegations are. Very, very interesting response. We're also hearing that Matt Taibbi, the excellent journalist, is now working on a story about to break very soon that not only did the Obama administration spy on President Trump, that the Biden administration may have done the same thing. Stay tuned for that. Tulsi Gabbard reacting yesterday with Laura Trump to Obama's statement.
It's the art of deflection coming from former President Obama, as well as his friends who are still in Congress today, and Senator Warner and Congressman Jim Himes, really all basically saying that exact same statement, which doesn't actually address the issue that was revealed in great detail in the over 100 documents that we released last week, and the documents that we will be releasing later this week, that point to the undeniable fact that you laid out in your introduction to this segment, is that the intelligence community had one assessment, that Russia did not have the intent or capability to try to impact the outcome of the U.S. election leading up to Election Day. The same assessment was made after Donald Trump was elected by the American people as president in 2016, defeating Hillary Clinton. And it wasn't until after that pulled president's daily brief document that you referenced that the Principals Committee was called in the National Security Council, and President Obama then directed Obama's ODNI, DNI James Clapper, to lead the effort to create this new intelligence community assessment that detailed not if, but how Moscow attempted to influence the outcome of the U.S. election. So this is the thing that I think people should pay attention to, is neither the message from President Obama's office, neither the statements coming from Democrats in Congress today and their friends in the propaganda media, none of them are addressing this fact that there was a shift, a 180-degree shift from the intelligence community's assessment leading up to the election to the one that President Obama directed be produced after Donald Trump won the election, that completely contradicted those assessments that had come previously.
Yeah, and then again, that is, there's a paper trail, there's evidence, there's a directive from Obama to Clapper, Brennan, Comey, and the rest of them, so we'll see what the Justice Department finds there. President Trump is delivering again. ICE arrests are surging nationwide. I could go state by state, but let's just look at Maryland. That has jumped 290% ICE arrests in Maryland, 470% in Virginia, as ICE is deployed all over the place. Trump announcing massive deals yesterday with Japan, 15% reciprocal tariffs, $550 billion to be invested, with U.S. receiving 90% of all profits. What a deal. In the Philippines, both countries agree to open market with zero tariffs on the U.S., but the Philippines will pay 19% tariffs on exports to the U.S. Canada's quickly accepting they're not going to get a trade deal before the 35% tariffs kick in. The biggest one we're having trouble with is the EU, the European Union. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have been feeding at the trough now since World War II, and they're addicted to it.
Yeah, they said no reason for them to change. It'll take the realities of finance to convince them that they need to.
Two more criminal referrals related to the Fed's $2.5 billion building renovation, and that's why criminal referral has gone out to Jerome Powell. Trump has announced a $16 million settlement with CBS over the fraudulent Kamala Harris interview. He says all other mainstream media liars are on notice. And the Senate voted to advance Emil Bove, confirmation to Third Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday. Rhino Murkowski voting no. Another win for Trump. U.S. Olympics and Paralympics has banned transgender athletes from competing in women's events. Good. To comply with Trump's order. And the president pulled the U.S. out of UNESCO for the second time over DEI policies, pro-jihad, anti-Semitic, pro-China bias. And that, oh, by the way, one more. He's considering eliminating capital gains taxes on homes as well in the next one big beautiful bill. 185 days in the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
YMCA. 7:21, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHSC number 1566.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 7:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
We're still about 15 to 20 minutes southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, so nothing out of the ordinary. That's pretty much the normal delay. Everybody's moving. We're slow on 95 around the curve at Eastern Avenue. 895 is backed up to just about the Erdman Avenue ramp. Broken down vehicle, topside beltway has cleared now, gone from the outer loop shoulder between 83 and the JFX. That's starting to loosen up. It's still a bit slow on 83 South. The Parkville side of the beltway is slow. The outer loop has actually moved down just a bit on the west side. It's between 795 and Liberty Road now. Still heavy from there down through Frederick Road, and then we make some progress going south from that point. Wreck on the west side, Liberty Road at Rolling Road. There's a new wreck now that just came in at North Point Boulevard and Baltimore Street. That would be north of Eastern Avenue and south of the city line on North Point Boulevard. Heads up for the flashing lights now arriving there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Mild start to the day, partly sunny, a little more humid, upper 80s today. Temperatures start hitting into the 90s tomorrow, and by Friday we're back up to scorching hot with a chance of some thunderstorms. Mostly sunny, 72 in Dundalk, and it is 72 in Arnold, and you're up to date here on the Morning Drive.
By the way, I can remember this one additional soundbite from Hunter Biden that we did not have either yesterday or during the broadcast day yesterday. I just thought it was worth playing, Sean, so that people would have a sense as to, you know, exactly how perturbed he was. This is actually Hunter Biden.
Giving a pathway for the illegals to become citizens. They're saying, here's $1,000, deport yourself, come back in the right way. Look, my husband had to do it. My husband had to wait. We waited 9 years for his green card, and he just got naturalized last November. So why do we have to wait in line? Why do these guys just bum rush in and get all our benefits and take from our blue cities?
That is actually not Hunter Biden, of course. That's Angie Wong yesterday on CNN talking about, and she waited 9 years for her husband to get his green card, talking about whether or not it's appropriate to say, well, we're just going to say thank you very much for standing in line for the last decade, but we're going to let the bum rush happen here, and everybody who's just kind of pushed their way forward is going to have the opportunity now to go ahead and have their process taking place before anybody who's been standing in line. The additional account we'll find from Hunter Biden, get that to you later on in the show today. Wong then went on to say, by the way, that she has a problem with what's going on in Los Angeles, and it surrounds Karen Bass.
My big problem with Los Angeles is that you have local mayor there giving the heads up to communities saying, hey, there's an ICE raid coming. You better leave, and let's get the rioters in.
Yeah, let's go ahead. You better leave and let's get the writers in here. So that when ICE gets here, they get a nice warm welcome. That seems to be the policy of Manhattan and, of course, places like Los Angeles as well, which is where you're going to find most of the miscreants. It's like as if when America was founded, Sean, God came and stood in the ocean, the Atlantic, and grabbed America by Maine and by Florida, tilted it up and shook. And everybody was something loose fell into California after that. That seems to be the way they govern things out there. So, I mean, there you have it. Rick is in Parkville. He's next up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, gentlemen. I didn't talk to you in a while. I'm sorry. I was busy. Great show as usual. Great informative news. I want to touch on two things here real quick. I'm glad Donald Trump is doing what he's doing because I took it personally when President Trump went through that living hell with him and his family. And I'm irate about that. And the second thing is I want to pose a hypothetical question to you guys. I was in high school in the 70s when the Watergate hearings were on. Mm-hmm. I got to watch some of it. I remember Sam Ervin overseeing a lot of it. Do you think it could get to the point where down the road they would put this on the regular networks? Because I don't have cable. What do you think about that?
I think probably not, actually. You get to the Watergate hearing kind of level, you might find extended coverage occasionally on the broadcast nets. But they seem to have basically said to their cable outlets, all of them, you guys do it.
Yeah, my opinion, my feelings on this is I hope and pray that it never gets inside the halls of Congress. Because the members of Congress will screw up a one-car funeral.
Yeah. They'll perform for the camera.
Yeah, that's all they do. It's kabuki theater. I've said it for years. Nothing ever. It doesn't matter whether it's Trey Gowdy and Benghazi or going after Hillary Clinton's emails or whatever it is. It's all theater. It's street. And so, but I think what's going to happen is there are some serious decisions that need to be made by Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, and Cash Patel, the FBI Director. Once they get the evidence, they're going to have to review it carefully. They're going to have to probably bring in a lot of legal beagles. Does this rise to the level of an indictment? Because you just can't go after a former president with stuff that's circumstantial or whatever. You got to have slam dunk evidence, which, by the way, one Washington Post reporter said he thought that's what they have. But we'll see. And I think then when you return, you go to a grand jury, you get your indictments, and then it has to be in a court of law under oath. And then we'll see. I'm sure that would be televised.
I got to tell you, I think one of the best things the Republicans can do is the death by a thousand drips of water. Every single day, something else is going to come out about Obama and his role in this as the ringleader of this attempted coup every single day. And the more they can do that, I think the more it helps them and hurts the Democrats.
Rick, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate that. And it is time for 7:30 news headlines once again. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Tuesday's Baltimore City School Board meeting was interrupted by a porn video. According to the Baltimore Banner, the video was seen during what's called the public participation program of the meeting. Not what they intended, I suspect, which included a pre-recorded video. City Schools spokesperson Sherry Christian says the meeting was briefly put on hold. Officials are working with the technology team to prevent similar incidents in the future. Three members of a murder victim's family are accused of attacking the defendant during his trial at the Mitchell Courthouse. Happened yesterday as prosecutors were showing video evidence that allegedly showed Joseph Walker shooting 26-year-old Marvin Jackson in December of 2023. Baltimore City Sheriff Sam Cogan has issued a statement saying, quote, "While we understand the pain of losing a loved one to violence, the actions of these family members unacceptable." He says their outburst could cause a mistrial in a case intended to deliver justice, and they now face serious charges that could result in significant jail time. A former Baltimore City police officer has been sentenced in connection with a domestic incident in October. Eli Winston pled guilty to first-degree assault, a gun charge, and DUI, and he's been sentenced to 10 years with all but five suspended. Winston was arrested after a vehicle crash on East Lombard Street. A city state's attorney, Ivan Bates, says the sentence sends a clear message that those who commit acts of domestic violence will face serious consequences regardless of their position or their title. And opponents of a public recycling plant in Howard County have rallied against the project in environmentalists and residents gathering outside the Scott County's Planning and Zoning Office, calling on the state and county leaders to conduct a more comprehensive review of the W.R. Grace project. Residents say they fear that the impact on the facility could have on their health and on the environment. 732 on WCBM, next, traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
Five. High five.
You're in a good place. No. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25. New customers only. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3, lottery number 219. You pick 4, 9768. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Southbound I-97 slowing now. The normal backup right here at the merge at Route 32. So if you're coming down from Benfield Boulevard, coming down the Route 32 itself, be on the lookout for that. It gets better after the bridge at 178. No problems now at Sandy Point, the Seven River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and the Bay Bridge. All the lanes are open. No issues there. Just this normal heavy traffic on the southbound side. The I-95 runs south into Howard County. It's a broken down vehicle southbound near Route 216, and I looked at the camera at Route 32. We're beginning to slow there just a bit, probably with the state police there and the vehicle pretty much off the roadway. It's more of an attention getter and a slowdown right now after Route 32. The contractor is working. Heads up in Harford County. We're taking away a lane northbound I-95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A bit of a pleasant morning here with temperatures in the 60s and 70s for your Wednesday. As we head toward the afternoon, temps will be a little bit warmer. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s under partly cloudy skies. A little bit more humid as well. Those temps start cranking up into the 90s on Thursday and then heating up for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's feeling a little under the weather this morning. I'm Sean Casey sitting in for Gary. And sports brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management. Well, the Birds lost again, fourth time in five games since the All-Star break. Falling to the Guardians 6-3 on the road, Ramon Laureano hit a solo home run in the setback, his 13th of the season. Brandon Young allowed three runs in 4-3. He gets tagged with the loss. They'll resume the series tonight in Cleveland. The question here is that Zach Eflin and Cedric Mullins, Ryan O'Hearn, Tomoyuki Sugano, they seem to be the names being mentioned so much on the trading block. The problem is Eflin's just coming back off injury, as is Adley Rutschman. And you'll see what happens there. But, you know, you're not going to trade a guy that's just coming back off of injury unless you really fleece the other team. So don't expect much in return, even with Cedric Mullins, even if he gets hot, because, you know, again, aging veterans don't really bring that much more on the trade market. Trade deadline is next week. Ravens reported a training camp. All are healthy, and they have some questions as to how the kicker is going to perform, replacing Justin Tucker, where to slot DeAndre Hopkins in at wide receiver, and of course making sure that everybody stays healthy. As to the Washington camp, wide receiver Terry McLaurin is holding out until he gets a new deal. He's got 1 year left on his deal. Maryland football coach Michael Oxley admitted Tuesday he lost the locker room last season and said that came from decision-making on how to compensate his players. New research on male participation in women and girls sports from Concerned Women of America find that trans-identifying males have stolen nearly 2,000 gold medals from women and girls in the United States, pushing each rightful champion down to second place. They also say that nearly $500,000 in prize money was taken from women in professional sports as well. And And Representative Johnny Olszewski is joining the WNBA pay equality push. He says that the NBA should pay the players what they're asking. He says that, you know, their performance, their viewership is up. And the ratings are up. And all has to do is, quote, none of that happens without the players. Well, I think none of it happens without Caitlin Clark.
Right.
Notice they're saying that the slogan is pay us what you owe us and not pay us what we're worth. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 737, Wednesday morning.
All right, it's 23 before the hour of 8 o'clock. House committee looking into how billions were funneled into the NGOs during the Biden regime, resulting in human trafficking and exploitation of children. Remember, it is reported that during fiscal years 23-24, more than a billion taxpayer dollars were directed to NGOs to provide shelter and other services to millions of illegal aliens. You might also recall that some 325,000 minimum estimate children went missing during the unaccompanied minors, illegal aliens, and that the Biden administration used these NGOs to place these children in with sponsors, many of whom that weren't properly vetted, many of whom put the children in harm's way. Well, in order to explain why they did that, the Biden administration has said that they set up a missing children's hotline. So if kids fell into the wrong hands, into the drug pushers, into the sex and human traffickers, they could call this hotline.
That's
okay,
good. That's a good thing.
They could call the hotline, and they could report. Now, to the Trump administration's credit, they have found 35,000 of these children, but no thanks to the hotline, because nobody was answering it.
So you're telling this committee that the Biden administration, while they were letting all of these unaccompanied minors into the country, and as we've talked about today, they weren't keeping track of them, they issued these kids a hotline that they could call if they had trouble with the sponsor family that they were put with? And you're saying that 65,000 calls to this hotline designated to protect these kids went unanswered? Is that what you're telling this committee?
Yes, sir. One case where a child's call was reporting that grown men were coming into his room at night and they were touching him. Nothing happened with that call. That call went unanswered until this administration took office, went through those 65,000 calls, made follow-ups, conducted a welfare check, and now that child has been rescued and that sponsor has been arrested. These are the safeguards that were put in place, but accountability and oversight was not had.
Thanks, Joe Biden.
I said that it was easier to get a child, yes, than to adopt a dog. You actually had to provide more paperwork to adopt a pet from a pet shelter than you did to sponsor a child.
65,000 calls to the hotline. Not one of them.
Thanks, Obama. Very seriously, thanks, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Because your lack of oversight meant that 65,000 individuals were in need, and you simply said, screw you.
That's unconscionable.
Appalling.
It's pure, unadulterated evil. That's what it is. It's not incompetence. It's evil. It's also evil to take America's genes, you know, our genetic material, our DNA, ship it to China where they can manipulate, alter, edit, whatever, and send it back. You think I'm making it up? Here's FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty Makary.
The companies who were offering a gene editing sort of therapy for individuals, something called CAR-T therapy, They were drawing the blood cells of Americans in the United States, then shipping them off to outsource the gene editing to labs in China. This is all recent. It was just approved in the last administration. And then they're shipped back to infuse into Americans. And I thought, oh, my God, do people not understand the potential national security risk? And I wonder if these patients were even informed what's going on. Were they just told, hey, we're going to do this therapy. We're going to draw your blood. Did they even really understand what was happening?
Amazing. Amazing. So in other words, they would take the patient's blood,
yep,
ship it to China.
Where it was
so
either
the Chinese, who have no interest particularly in being nice to us, would then take that blood, do gene therapy on it that they think is appropriate, then send it back and then have it re-injected into the same American patient.
This has led to speculation that part of this was the Chinese wanted American DNA to study vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
What biological weapon could we devise that could wipe out, especially younger people, than that would be in our military? So this is unconscionable. What Biden, the Biden administration has done, not only to the children, but to the American people. And this has got to be, I think, fully investigated and explored. And thanks to Dr. Makary for revealing that to us. But I just think, you look at COVID. It was unleashed in a military lab over there in China and gets over here and kills a million Americans. Now, largely older population, but this is trial and error. They try to figure out how do we kill the younger ones?
Or how do we kill just Caucasians?
Yeah, exactly.
7:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Coming up in just a moment, Choose Your Fake News. Yes, we do have a contestant. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're looking at 895. Still slowing right around the Erdman Avenue ramp, and it's moving very slow from there going into the southbound tunnel. Nothing wrong at the tunnel itself, just the heavy traffic. And, of course, 895 is only two lanes southbound, so those delays continue. 95 will still have delays, and we've been looking at the heavy traffic from right here around Moravia Road. Starts there, goes down through Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, and eventually into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So right now, the normal backup, this is here every day, 20 to 25 minutes southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. 95 south of the city was a little bit slow after Route 32. They were looking at a broken down vehicle down at the ramp area at Route 216. So that's been a little bit slow through there. Baltimore County with a couple of accidents last 30 minutes. Liberty Road at Rolling Road, North Point Boulevard at Baltimore Street. And again, up in Hunt Valley this morning, everything is back open. The water main break completely repaired. We're clear at York Road at Ashland Road. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. Going to be hot again this weekend. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We have a mild start to the day, partly sunny. A little bit of humidity creeping back in, upper 80s, and then the heat starts to crank up starting tomorrow. Highs near 90, more humid, and then on Friday, a scorching hot day, humid, with a chance of thunderstorms throughout the weekend. Right now, it is mostly sunny, 71 in Parkville, 73 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. Today we've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. Our contestant is Mike in Govins. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. And I use the term lightly.
Yes, exactly. Very loosely.
Take it easy now.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
We're going to go last again. It's worked so well for me.
All right. Good luck to you, Mike. Hope you score this time. Story number one. The Supreme Court has terminated an employee after learning she was married to a radical who praised the potential assassination of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Caroline Gruber was working as a clerk to Justice Sonia Sotomayor before her dismissal. Story two, House Republicans added an amendment to a spending bill that would change the name of the Kennedy Center to the First Lady Melania Trump Opera House. Democrats are losing their minds over this. And story three, scientists recently edited sperm to bypass an egg. The first mice to be created from two fathers, a phenomenon known as androgenesis, have now produced a healthy offspring for the first time. What?
It looks like a mice?
Mickey and Mickey? Story one.
Mickey and Sylvia.
Supreme Court fires a person that was praising the individual that was trying to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh. Story two. Republicans renaming the Kennedy Center First Lady Melania Trump Opera House. Or story three. A mouse with two dads. All right. We'll start with Kristen.
I feel like they all could be true, so I'm trying to decide. I hadn't heard of any of these. I guess I'll go with number three. I mean, maybe they did. Maybe there's more to it, but I don't see how biologically that's possible. So all I guess right. I'll say three.
Kristen goes for three. Chuck?
That sounds like a movie. A mouse with two dads.
The mouse that roared.
Yes. Sounds a little cheesy to me, but I'll go with three.
Yeah. You fell into that trap.
Yeah, I'm not sure the joke has holes in it, though.
Bruce.
I think my name is Frau Gruber. I think that's probably a true story. I'm going to go with story number two. I would have heard about this one. The Melania Trump Opera House, I think, is fake news.
All right, Mike and Govins.
Yeah, I was going to go with a mouse by any other name, but I'll go with two also. I'll chuck it again.
All right, Mike goes for story number two. Nobody votes for story number one. The Supreme Court terminates an employee who was praising the potential assassination of Justice Kavanaugh. That is our fake news story of the day. Sorry about that, Michael. Play again in the future. Yeah, that is our fake news story. Yeah, that they added that to the bill. That doesn't mean that it's going to end up that way because it's got to pass over in the Senate as well. But
it's just in order to have liberals light their hair on fire.
Trolling they went.
Yes, exactly.
And they got them, that's for sure. All right, thanks, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple.
Yep.
7:49, it's 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And let's take a call here from Gary in Perry Hall.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Yes,
morning.
Sir.
I'm inundated with all this talk about Tulsi Gabbard having all this information on Obama and his cronies and what they did and this and that. You know, everybody that thinks about this, they got to realize that these politicians are above the law. None of them have to pay for anything. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of examples over the years of politicians doing crap and they got away with it. Okay? One good example that comes to my mind is Nixon was pardoned by Gerald Ford. So whatever happened to the former vice president of Nixon, the guy from Maryland, Agnew, when he was caught, when he handed a cookie.
No, he pleaded nolo contendere.
Yeah, but did he ever? He never spent any time in jail.
Correct, he did not.
Yeah,
because of his plea.
That was a plea deal.
Yeah, and then Nixon was pardoned by Gerald Ford, which wound up costing the American people. They wound up electing Jimmy Carter, who was a disaster. So I just think all this stuff with Obama, even if he is guilty of sin, there's nothing going to happen to these people.
No, I think that's a conventional wisdom. I think people think that. Now, look, there have been politicians that have gone to jail. Jesse Jackson Jr., one of them. There's been others. There was a Republican, I can't remember his name, is slipping me right now.
You're talking about low-level.
Yeah, these are like low-level congressmen. So you'd be hard-pressed to find a senator or even a former president or vice president. But this is, I think, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think your skepticism is strong there, Gary. Appreciate the call. 7:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, Governor Moore has a difficult choice to make on the school choice program that the feds are offering in the One Big Beautiful Bill.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan
for your income and retirement, any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53 Wednesday morning, hump day on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Southbound 95 in Howard County is better now after Route 32. Broken down vehicle had cleared down at Route 216, so the pace at Route 32 much better than it was about 20 minutes ago. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays. Parkville side, the inner loop at Green Spring, 795 to Frederick Road. Looking at you live here at the JFX, and you're good. Ruxton Road through the city county line. It looks like the lanes are open from Northern Parkway through the ramps downtown. Construction delays, they take away a lane. Northbound I-95 were delayed at Route 24, 76 mile marker, northbound in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for this Wednesday hump day. Partly sunny today, mild, with the humidity starting to creep back in a little bit later on this afternoon, upper 80s. And then the heat and humidity return Thursday near 90. And Friday will be in the mid to upper 90s with a chance of a thunderstorm as well. Sunny, 73 in Stevensville, 72 in Middle River. You're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, had a press conference yesterday where he was asked, among other things, about the complaints that are coming from Alligator Alcatraz from the prisoners there, and that some of their, for example, they're complaining about the lack of exercise facilities and the food that they're being served. DeSantis took on these issues.
They're making these claims and they're saying, oh, they're not fed well. Well, first of all, they're fed the same that the staff is fed. It's a deportation processing center, so it is different. But like in Florida, do you think the prisoners get the same meals as the guards? No, of course not. It's different. This is everyone's the same there.
Everyone is the same there. They all get exactly the same meal. So I was puzzled. Exactly what are they complaining about?
They were mad that the ham sandwiches weren't toasted. Excuse me? I mean, give me a break. So DHS, you know, required there to be certain things. I know the legal was a part of that. There is recreation. People say there's not, and there is. People will show. So I'm confident that whatever is required will be set.
Yeah, there you go. They're complaining because the toast wasn't toasty enough in their ham sandwiches.
You know, I would be completely happy if they were just fed gruel the entire time they were there. As long as they were getting some sustenance. Used to be the joke was bread and water.
Yeah,
there wasn't even a thought that it'd be toasted. You got bread and water when you're in. Of course, now they've got a full-scale menu. They could probably order it like you do at hospital food.
Well, you know, when sometimes when people need to gain weight or sometimes where they're getting kind of old, they put them on Ensure, which is basically a full nutrition. So just give them all a couple of bottles of Ensure a day and walk away from it. These are stupid complaints. And the fact that people on the political left are actually paying attention to it indicates their level of lack of being.
I have another thought. Maybe I would just all give them like each like a sack of boiled hard boiled eggs. But that would be cruel. That would be cruel, unusual punishment for the guards as well.
Yes, they're inside a closed area, Sean. Please, get some heart here. In other legal news, Caroline Levin yesterday was asked about the legal issues swirling around what may be a conversation that the Ghislaine Maxwell is going to be having with the Justice Department.
The president has said if the Department of Justice and the FBI want to move forward with releasing any further credible evidence, they should do so. As to why they have or have not or will, you should ask the FBI about that. It's up to the Attorney General.
Period. It's up to the Attorney General as to exactly how that's going to play out. And I'm glad they're keeping hands off on that because it's a prudent thing to do.
Yeah, Glenn Maxwell's brother was on with Piers Morgan, and he was saying that there is no list, that Epstein did not keep a client list that would comport with Professor Dershowitz. But the theory now is that maybe he never had the list because Glenn Maxwell might have been the mastermind, and maybe it's her list. And but the thing I poo-poo on that is if she had a list, she probably would have used it for leverage prior to going to jail.
She's been a couple years at least. And then, of course, there's what is now being known as the Berry Bunch, as Tulsi Gabbard goes after Barack Obama and his various hench peoples.
Here's a story of a guy named Barry who was spying with some very dirty friends. There was Brennan Rice and Clapper at the center, pushing all their shady friends. Here's a story of a man named Comey with McCabe and Peter Strzok behind the scenes. They were framing while pretending they were righteous, using lies and fake machines. The Berry Bunch, the Berry Bunch. That's the way they became the Berry Bunch.
Always nice to see the classic TV shows.
How about a nice jail cell?
Yeah, how about alligator Alcatraz for all of them? Hey, get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements. It's their Christmas in July sale, and that's right. The season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, even 73% off site-wide. So treat yourself with savings on heart-healthy omega-3s, natural energy boosters, soothing digestive aids, and so much more. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE and speak with a rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Again, don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings of 73% on natural solutions from blood pressure and cholesterol to energy and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer and unwrap the joy of a healthier you at res-q.com today.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore has a difficult decision to make on school choice for Marylanders. That and more coming up next, right here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. It's 8 o'clock.
This is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is a great deal for everybody, President Trump's description of a new trade agreement with Japan, a major U.S. trading partner. The president applauding the deal last evening at a White House reception for Republican members of Congress.
Trump's announcement came hours after he struck a deal with Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. That would impose a tariff of 19% on Filipino goods, while American-made products would face no import taxes. And Trump told lawmakers,
"We have Europe coming in tomorrow and the next day. We have some other ones coming in. We're doing things that have never been done in this country before. Our country is becoming very rich again. And that's the way it should be. They're not taking advantage of us.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Los Angeles County District Attorney says it was 29-year-old Fernando Ramirez behind the wheel of a car, plowed into a crowd outside a nightclub a few days ago, injuring 37 people. D.A. Nathan Hochman says it was no accident.
But for the good grace of God, this could have been a mass casualty incident. Mr. Ramirez has alleged, and we will prove in a court of law, when he drove that car onto that sidewalk, he aimed it at a whole sea of pedestrians that were in front of him.
Hochman on ABC 7 Los Angeles says Ramirez faces 37 felony counts of attempted murder, among other charges. A New York man charged with building and hiding bombs at various locations around New York City, including in subway stations and on the roofs of residential buildings. 55-year-old Michael Gann allegedly built at least 7 IEDs using chemicals purchased online. The feds say the plot was foiled before anyone was injured or killed. Wall Street Dow features up 209. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, 3 times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning, it's 8:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels with the lanes open, but still backed up with the heavy traffic as per usual as you're coming south on 95 at Moravia Road, 895 at the Urban Avenue ramp, 20 to 25 minute delays to get through both the tunnels southbound and on your way once again over to the southwest side of the city. Parkville side, yep, slowing on the Beltway, the inner loop at Green Spring, not bad. The west side is still there, 795 going down through Frederick Road. Again, that's the typical ride. The contractor is working. They work during the rush hour. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. They take away the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A bit of a pleasant morning here with temperatures in the 60s and 70s for your Wednesday. As we head toward the afternoon, temps will be a little bit warmer. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s under partly cloudy skies. A little bit more humid as well. Those temps start cranking up into the 90s on Thursday and then heating up for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is still pretty temperate outside. Nice, as a matter of fact. You take a look at the temperatures outside around us. Right now, Dundalk has 73 degrees. Right now, Reisterstown has 66. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Opponents of a proposed plastic recycling plant in Howard County rallied against that project yesterday. Environmentalists and residents gathered outside the county's planning and zoning office, calling on state and county leaders to conduct a more comprehensive review of this project by W.R. Grace. Residents who live near the site say they are concerned about the impact the facility could have on their health and on the environment. Former Baltimore City cop has been sentenced in connection with a domestic incident in October. Eli Winston pled guilty to first-degree assault, a gun charge, and DUI, and has been sentenced to 10 years with all but 5 suspended. He was arrested after a vehicle crash on East Lombard. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says the sentence sends a clear message that those who commit acts of domestic violence will face serious consequences, regardless of their position or title. Salisbury man is now facing a lengthy sentence for a deadly block party shooting in 2023. Antrevon Harmon has been convicted on 16 counts in the 4th of July shootout on Chippewa Boulevard that claimed the life of a 14-year-old boy and left seven others injured. He faces up to 378 years in prison with a mandatory minimum of 45 years. He remains in custody pending sentencing. And Tuesday's Baltimore City School Board meeting was interrupted by a porn video. According to the Baltimore Banner, the video was seen during the public participation portion of the meeting, which included pre-recorded videos. City Schools spokesperson Sherry Christian says the meeting was briefly put on hold, and officials are working with the technology team to prevent similar incidents in the future. Pick 3, lottery number 219, pick 4, 9768, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's out under the weather here this morning. I'm Sean Casey in for Gary. Brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. Well, no comfort for the birds as they drop yet another game, 4-5 since the All-Star break, falling to the Guardians 6-3 on the road. Ramon Laureano with a solo shot, and that's his 13th of the year in the setback. Brandon Young allowing 3 runs in 4 1/3 innings to get the loss. They'll continue tonight. The birds now 12 games under 500 as they begin looking at the trade deadline. Names like Zach Eflin, Cedric Mullen, Ryan O'Hearn, Tomoyuki Sugano all being mentioned as potential trade bait. But Mike Elias, the GM, saying he's not going to blow up the foundation of the club, which he says is strong and thinks is very good. And they want to bring back for 2026, so we shall see. Nationals pick up a series victory. They beat the Reds 6-1 at home. Ravens started training camp activities yesterday. Conditioning tests, things of that nature, get underway. Full practices here very shortly, and that, of course, is all good news there. Maryland school Maryland football coach Michael Oxley said he lost the locker room last year. Said that the rift came from decision making, which players to compensate. Terrapins went 4-8 in 2024, failing to reach a bowl game for the first time since 2020. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is the talk line number for you to call into the program. You can email themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, a 12-year-old busted for a stolen vehicle in Baltimore City. And we'll take a look at the Epstein files. When they sit down, the DOJ is going to be meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell. House of Representatives said they would like to subpoena her and talk with her. Does she have anything to sell? That is the question. And our top story here is that Governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, and many other governors in all 50 states have a difficult decision to make, at least for some. Because in the One Big Beautiful Bill, there is a first-of-a-kind program that would fund private school tuition through federal tax credits. And how it works is, it starts in 2027. Parents can donate up to $1,700 towards private education grants and receive the same amount back. Participation, however, hinges on individual governors giving their stamp of approval. We'll get to the political ramifications of that in just a moment. But some residents in Baltimore were debating whether or not they like the school choice program in the One Big Beautiful Bill.
I am not sure if I actually agree with that plan.
Options are better. I mean, I guess we like.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, 74%. Back in, I think, January of this year in the Gonzales poll, 74% of Marylanders thought this is a great idea. And you remember, the governor was going to cut the boost program until there was such hue and cry and feedback, pushback on it, that they decided to leave it in for this this next year in the budget. So, again, he's caught between a rock and a hard place. And, again, and this is, I think, politically important because it's all on the governors.
Yeah.
So the governors are going to be held responsible by the people of their own state if they do not want to give them school choice. Has Governor Moore made a decision yet?
We have not had a chance to look at or examine, you know, how that caveat is going to impact us.
Oh, yeah. You better be careful with this one because you have to opt in. And will Governor Moore even consider opting in when, remember, he was a first endorsement was the Teachers Unions of Maryland.
Yep.
And so now he runs the risk of alienating the teachers union if he endorses the school choice program in the One Big Beautiful Bill.
We are going to continue to making sure that we can have a world-class public education system for every single student within our city of Maryland.
Doesn't sound like he's going to be in favor of the school choice program, does it?
No. No, it sounds like he's in debt to the teachers union. He's going to make sure he pays his debt.
Yeah.
Because they'll need them in a presidential campaign.
Well, Delegate Laura Arakin of Harford County saying, yeah, that's exactly the problem right now is we've got a lot of uneducated kids as a result of it.
There's now generations of kids that are uneducated when they leave school. The Democrats have the power to change it overnight.
Yeah, and they could do it. All the governor has to do is say, hey, you know what? I'm all for making our public schools the best that we can make them, but let's give people an option. Some are trapped in bad schools with bad teachers. Give them an option to go somewhere else. We'll see which path he chooses.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at you live here at Sandy Point, right at the Bay Bridge. And if you're in a tractor trailer or camper or something like that, you have to go to the way station that's on the eastbound side. So they queue up there in the right lane, but the straight ahead traffic is doing fine. No problems on the main span. Traffic is running okay at Ritchie Highway over to the Severn River Bridge and then over towards I-97, the upper end of I-97, with an almost slowdown southbound through the ramps at Route 32. Just a quick check on the Beltway. Nothing out of the ordinary. Slowing in Parkville, some slowing in Greenspring as you're traveling south. Anywhere on the west side, it's 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild start, partly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. The humidity starts creeping back in tomorrow, highs near 90. Then Friday, scorching hot with a chance of a thunderstorm or two into the weekend. Mostly sunny, 74 right now in the city, 75 in Pasadena. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15. Once again, it's time for us to see which lefty has completely lost it. You talk about a distorted worldview. Well, this certainly is one for you. So let's please head to the big top. Enter the big top. Grab your seats. Focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps Scott McFarlane, who is a reporter over at NBC. Having a conversation that might make you scratch your head just a little bit. Remember Butler, Pennsylvania? Remember there was a rifle shot there? Remember who got shot? Lost part of an ear because of it? All right. Well, McFarlane says they weren't really shooting at him, that guy Trump. But what they were doing is putting him, Scott McFarland, and all the other reporters directly in the line of fire.
For those of us there, it was such a horror because you saw an emerging America. And it wasn't the shooting, Chuck. This was, I got diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours. I got put on trauma leave. Not because I think of the shooting, but because you saw it in the eyes, the reaction of the people. They were coming for us. If he didn't jump up with his fist, they were going to come kill him.
I know.
He was on trauma leave.
Yeah, okay. So there you have it. You have Scott McFarland saying Butler, Pennsylvania wasn't about Donald Trump. It was about the MAGA people coming after the media. And he felt somehow so upset he had to actually get PTSD, which is new to me, Sean, because I didn't realize if you are the event, how can you possibly have PTSD caused by the event? So there you have it. Scott, please get back in the clown car. Check your reality at the door, and please join the rest of us in this reality. It's a lot more fun. Right now, get out of here.
Do you remember, I think it was Hillary that said that she was shot at by snipers in Bosnia.
Oh, Bosnia, yeah.
Yeah. The left always puts themselves in what they think are dangerous situations in their minds. It really is amazing. So back to Governor Moore again with his choice as to whether or not he's going to support or opt in to the school choice issue here in the state of Maryland under the One Big Beautiful Bill. Let's not forget the teachers' unions are all powerful and all knowing and all endorsing, and that's where Moore and the Democrats have a problem.
The teachers union is the most powerful union. They pay the Democrats to support their policies that keep kids locked in failing schools.
Now, Delegate Arkin had a school choice bill in session this past January, and the teachers union played a huge role in helping to kill her bill. That would have extended state scholarships to students in low-performing schools. So, again, we have generations of children now that are uneducated. And this One Big Beautiful Bill program, it's such a good thing for the state and for the students of the state. And, you know, we don't know if it's going to work or not. I mean, but it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And but if it fails, so what? You know, we do know what's failed, and that is the trillions of dollars we have spent. Trillions. On trying to educate children better in this country since the not-so-great society of Lyndon Baines Johnson. And we know that in many urban areas, we are failing our children. The parents, you know, they're still considering whether or not this would be a good thing for the state of Maryland.
I can only speak from experience. My children all went to public schools, and they did fantastic. Best decision my husband and I ever made. In fact, as a result of going to public school, two of them got full academic scholarships to Johns Hopkins University.
Well, if I take the option to go to the private school, then am I not still paying for the public school in my taxes? I am, right? I'm still paying.
I mean, it gives people a choice that maybe they didn't have before. You know what I'm saying? Especially in some of the underprivileged neighborhoods.
I really hope that Maryland does not opt into that.
I'm sorry, what?
I hope that Maryland does not opt into that. I think where we really do need to be making the investment is in public education.
Options are better. I mean, I guess we like... I mean, if there's only one option, there's only one option, then it's not a choice.
So for, I think Baltimore is, I know New York and D.C., I think, and maybe in L.A., but we're in the top five for amount spent.
Oh, huge money.
Per pupil.
No, like $20,000 per pupil?
So we know this investment this one woman was talking about doesn't work. Because we've thrown money at the problem now for decades, and it does not work. It has failed miserably.
A lot of it
now,
on North Avenue.
The first woman saying that her kids went to public school and got scholarships to Hopkins. There are good public schools. If you get in a good public school district, that's great. And if your public school is great, that's even better. But good students are usually going to perform well, whether it's a public school or it's a private school. It's the low to mid student, the one that really needs more help, more attention, more lessons. That's the one where if they're in a bad school, they're going to fail.
Well, the other thing, and you kind of obliquely note this, is that familial support makes the difference. that if you have a mom and dad who care about education and they have you focused on education, then you will have a much better chance of succeeding in school. If your parents don't care about education, didn't pay attention when they were in high school, blew the whole thing off, maybe they never finished, then you're going to say, that was a good enough path for mom or dad, it's a good enough path for me, and you won't care.
Yeah, but again, there's no harm in this, except for Westmore angering the teachers' unions. That's the only...
Let the money follow the kid.
Exactly.
Let the money follow the kid, for heaven's sakes. Talk Radio 680 WCVM, good morning. It is now about 8:21, and I got to tell you about the guys who have been doing my electrical work around my house for a long time, and I would recommend to do your electric work or your HVAC work whenever you have the need. And those folks are Tim Kyle. Now, they've always done just a spectacular job for me. I use them now. I have the maintenance contract for the HVAC work, and I still use them regularly for all my electrical work. Right now, Tim Kyle wants you to know that you have all of the hot part of summer still ahead. You really do. It's going to be brutally hot some days, as it has been in the recent past. So with our hot summer weather in full swing, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle, Electric, Heating, and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle, Electric, Heating, and Cooling today. 410-876-9404. They also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. Call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Online, you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25. New customers only. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823, Talk Radio 680 and WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Mr. Charles Whitaker.
Looking at the Beltway on the Parkville side, it's really slow right here at Hartford Road. I've been looking over towards Lock Raven Boulevard and Providence Road. I don't see anything in the roadway. No reports right now, but it's more stop than it is go right now at Hartford Road. So I have to keep an eye on that and see what was holding that up, because that's a little slower than it normally is for that time of the morning. Now, it's a little better at Perrin Parkway, so there may be something right after Hartford Road. We'll try to get a look at that. The inner loop towards Greenspring and the west side will continue with the normal delays moving south from 795. Some of the data is showing the bottom end of the JFX is a little bit slow towards St. Paul Street, Maryland Avenue. We have no idea because the cameras don't work at Northern Parkway. They don't work at North Avenue, so what are you going to do? In the meantime, the construction still takes away a lane. Northbound 95 in Harford County. They work during the rush hour. Figure that out. Northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit Mitchell'sGolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today is going to be partly sunny and mild. A little bit of humidity creeping back into the forecast with highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow, hotter, more humid, 90. And then Friday, it's going to be mid to upper 90s and really hot with a chance of a thunderstorm. Right now, sunny, 74 in Middle River, 75 in the city. As we continue our buy local spotlight here on WCBM, it is our local sponsors and advertisers that are a lifeblood of this radio station. And so we thank them for their support, and we urge you to frequent our sponsors. We're trying to get to know some of our local sponsors each and every week. Today in the spotlight is Renovation Real Estate, and Sean Holden is with us online here this morning. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. So Renovation Real Estate, what exactly do you do? The name is very intriguing, but what does Renovation Real Estate really do?
Yeah, so we're a licensed real estate brokerage, so we can help people buy and sell homes, and we're a licensed general contracting firm, so we can do renovations too, and we're licensed to sell those renovations, and we're licensed, fully licensed, bonded, and insured. What we do is we renovate our clients' properties. We don't charge them anything whatsoever out of pocket. Then we list their properties, we get them sold for top dollar. And so when we meet them for the first time, we let them know what their property's value is right now in its current shape. We let them know what it would be worth in top dollar shape, and then how much it would take to get it there. And Sean, by what I mean by top dollar shape isn't adding a third and fourth floor on it so we can get $1.5 million. what we're looking to do is we make strategic renovations so that they get a return on that investment. So we try to maximize their profit when they sell.
Is there an ideal candidate that would consider renovation real estate?
Yeah, a lot of times tired landlords, instead of selling to an investor, they'll come to us. One of our most common clients is somebody who's inherited a home, or a group of adult children who've inherited a home, and they got investors knocking down their door, sending them the postcards, real estate agents coming at them trying to sell it as is. We come in and we look at it, and again, we just let them know, hey, this is what you can sell it for now, this is what you can sell it for in top dollar shape, here's all the numbers, they don't change, this is what it's going to take to get it there. And then we also give them a cash offer. But I got to tell you, out of the 4.5-5 years that we've been in business, we've only purchased 3 properties, because people see the value in us renovating the property before selling it. They get such a much larger return on it.
Yeah, that's a really pretty good statistic there. So if our listeners want more information, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can just give us a call on the they can just hop on your website and find our phone number. Give us a call. They can go to renovation.realestate. There is no .com. And our website, it's just renovation.realestate, and they can find us there.
All right, Sean Holden, Renovation Real Estate, and thank you for sponsoring WCBM Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Great company. Let's go to Steve in Reisterstown. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Steve.
Hey, guys, about that jail in Florida.
Yes.
I mean, if you want to, the way Trump works things, why don't they have Gator Burgers on the menu? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I could eat a little Gator meat, a little conch fritters. Yes. I like conch fritters.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
really good.
I do, too.
Yeah. So,
you ever had Gator meat?
I have not.
It's a little chewy.
Really? Does it taste like chicken?
No, that's a crock.
Okay. There you go. You led me all the way on that for that?
Absolutely.
Okay. That is shameless, folks.
Every single
time. It is shameless. It really is. That is not one of the best of the morning drive that you'll hear
that
on a regular basis.
We peaked out just that moment, folks. That was it.
But you can check out other options at WCBM.com on our Rumble page and on our Facebook page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. I want to tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements. Right now, the Christmas and July sale going on strong for the next about 8 days or so, and then it's over and done with. You save up to 50, 60, up to 73% on some of the supplements, and they're already marked down site-wide. So we log on to res-q.com and check out your favorites. Go right there. You can put in the search engine. And by the way, the website has been rebranded, redone as well, so you get a lot more information there. And then if you'd like to order, you just put it on in your cart. And I'm going to save you some money on shipping as well. Just a second, I'll tell you what the coupon code is there. So if you don't have a computer, you just want to pick up the phone and order, you can do that as well to reorder your favorite supplements, or maybe try something new to maintain your health, to repair your health, to be, again, healthy. Because a lot of stuff, friends, like the omega-3s, they're called the essential fatty acids, but we don't eat enough. We can't physically eat enough fish to make a difference. That's why it's in pill form. You have large capsules, small gel capsules, liquid form, you name it, and you could save a lot of money. And we're going to give you free shipping on the code FREESEND, F-R-E-E-S-E-N-D. Call 1-800-26-ALIVE. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them online at AAIAudiology.com. Three members of a murder victim's family are accused of attacking the defendant during his trial at the Mitchell Courthouse yesterday. Prosecutors were showing video evidence that allegedly showed Joseph Walker shooting 26-year-old Marvin Jackson in December of 2023. Baltimore City Sheriff Sam Cogan has issued a statement saying, quote, "While we understand the pain of losing a loved one to violence, the actions of these family members were unacceptable." He says their outburst could cause a mistrial in a case intended to deliver justice, but they now face some serious charges that could result in significant jail time. A former Baltimore City police officer, now sentenced in connection with a domestic incident in October, Eli Winston pled guilty to first-degree assault, a gun charge, and DUI, and has been sentenced to 10 years with all but five suspended. Opponents of a proposed plastic recycling plant in Howard County rallied against the project Tuesday. Environmentalists and residents gathered outside the county's planning and zoning office, calling on state and county leaders to conduct a more comprehensive review of the W.R. Grace project. A Salisbury man facing a lengthy sentence for a deadly block party shooting in 2023, Antrevon Harmon has been convicted on 16 counts in the 4th of July shootout on Chippewa Boulevard that actually claimed the life of a 14-year-old boy, left seven others injured. Now, he is facing up to 378 years in prison at the mandatory minimum of 45 years. He remains in custody pending his sentencing. 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Pick three lottery number 219, and your pick 4-9768. Right now it's 8:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We've eased up a little bit there on the outer loop at Hartford Road, so that's a little better. But now the inner loop at Greenspring is slowing between there and the ramp at the JFX. The west side, you're still there. You're still solid anywhere from 795 going down through the ramps at I-70. Finally getting a little bit better as you're crossing over Route 40 and then down the hill towards I-70. Now the inner loop coming up from Frederick Road now is backing up right at Route 40. I don't know what the problem is. I've been looking up towards I-70, and I don't see anything there. But just above Route 40 and crossing over Route 40, coming north on the Beltway, slow there. So we'll keep you posted on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A bit of a pleasant morning here with temperatures in the 60s and 70s for your Wednesday. As we head toward the afternoon, temps will be a little bit warmer. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s under partly cloudy skies. A little bit more humid as well. Those temps start cranking up into the 90s on Thursday and then heating up for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's a little under the weather here this morning. Sean Casey in for Gary Stein on sports, brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Birds drop yet another one. Fourth loss in five games since the All-Star break to the Guardians, 6-3. Again, can't hit the lefties and can't get the lefties out. That is a problem. Ramon Laureano hit the solo shot in the loss for his 13th of the season. Brandon Young gets the loss. He gave up three runs in 4 1/3. They'll continue their series tonight. Trading deadline is next week. A lot of big names on the block, including Zach Eflin, maybe Cedric Mullins, Ryan O'Hearn, Tomoyuki Sugano, just to name a few. But what about the youngsters that may be called up? There's Colby Mayo, first and third base option. There's catcher and first baseman Samuel Basalo. Right-handed pitchers Chase McDermott and Cameron Weston, and then, of course, Dylan Beavers in the outfield. These is the future, the young birds, if you will, that may find a starting role or a playing role if a lot of these trades come to fruition. We shall wait and see. Ravens opened up training camp yesterday, and of course, first full practice is going to be today. The big question is, are the Ravens as good as their preseason predictions? Well, barring injury, they should be. They're in the top five of just about every sporting expert or football pundit in the league today. A lot of them have them number one, some number two. One is number four. But the Super Bowl 60 being played in San Francisco, barring injury, the Ravens should be there. And they'll start all off Sunday night, September 7th, against the Buffalo Bills. Maryland football coach Mike Locksley is admitting something unusual, that he just lost the locker room last season. Locksley said that the rift started when his decision-making on who to compensate. I never thought that would be a problem in college football, did you? But it is now. Terrapins went 4-8 rather in 2024. Failing to reach a bowl game for the first time since 2020, and that is a problem. Well, all starts again in College Park pretty soon in August. And that's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 bucks a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 bucks a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM 837, Wednesday morning, coming up right at the top of the hour. Of course, Kim Klasick live. Kim is in the house, and we'll talk with her before the top of the hour about what she has planned for the show today. Also still to come between now and then. So now the criminals are getting younger and younger. Why? Because there's no consequence for them, of course. A 12-year-old. Yes, a 12-year-old, the subject of a story later on this half hour that I think is just astounding, amazing, and frankly somewhat depressing to think that this is where our society is right now. But this story that I talk about at this moment is a big story. It continues to be a big story, particularly with, what is her name? Pronounce the first name for me.
Ghislaine?
Ghislaine.
Yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell potentially talking to the Department of Justice. Now, no one knows exactly why she's talking to DOJ. Her lawyer has said that she's going to testify fully and truthfully in any circumstance. I'm not sure why this is to her advantage. She's in for like a 20-year stint. Now, she'll get out earlier, of course, because parole is parole is parole. But she's going to talk with them, and maybe she's been sitting on information that will be useful in pursuing the Epstein files and where they were, if there was a list, who had the list, does she have the list? If not a list, does she have a potential list of clients who came in without the dates necessary? So at least we can begin to figure out what the heck actually happened here. Carolyn Leavitt faced this issue yesterday, and she said, again, you're going to find that the AG, Pam Bondi, she is going to determine what to do with any Epstein information.
The president has said if the Department of Justice and the FBI want to move forward with releasing any further credible evidence, they should do so. As to why they have or have not or will, you should ask the FBI about that. It's up to the Attorney General.
Please just ask the FBI, because we have said very clearly this is their bailiwick. This is particularly a criminal investigation, and we don't want to be directly involved here. She then made a point of saying that, well, please understand that this has not affected Donald Trump's approval ratings, because the mainstream media, the swamp media, they're saying, oh, watch it, his approval rating's way down. She says, au contraire, mon frère.
His approval rating with the Republican Party is actually at an all-time high. He's polling 90 to 95% amongst Republicans right now. That's higher than any Republican president or any leader of this party ever. The president is the creator and the leader of the Make America Great Again movement. It's his baby that he made.
Yeah, it's his baby. He made it. It's very difficult to dethrone the guy who leads the movement that has been endorsed by, 80 million Americans. So that's just not going to be happening. And she says, and part of it is because Donald Trump had promised something to the voters, and he has delivered on that to the best of his ability every single day.
He knows what his supporters want. It's transparency. And he has given them that on all accounts when it comes to everything this administration has done, especially when it just comes to the president himself, taking questions from all of you and the press corps on a near daily basis, multiple times a week. No question is off limits here at this White House, not just for the president, but myself as well.
And what a change from the last administration, where you had two consecutive press secretaries who did nothing but cover for the fact that her boss, in both cases, Joe Biden, would put a lid on public events and speaking at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and go nap for 3 or 4 hours. I mean, this is a substantial change from what had been, and voters like this. They think it's a good thing. But again, when asked a second time about the Epstein information, any kind of information, she said, please talk to Pam Bondi.
The president has told the attorney general and the FBI director to release any credible evidence that they find. And he also signaled to them over the weekend to move forward with unsealing the grand jury documents that were under seal by various judges across the country. And I believe the attorney general has taken the proper legal action to do that.
Period.
I was just going to say, we've talked about it. I don't know how much of the grand jury material is going to be allowed to get out there. Without severe redactions and having names off the list. That's going to be up to a judge. It's almost unprecedented to have grand jury information get out in the public. There's a lot of innuendo in there.
Pull the thread.
Do not have both representations. It's only the prosecution. There's no defense in a grand jury room. The other thing I want to point out is, remember when Pam Bondi said it's over? No more Epstein. It's done. But now we find out that the DOJ is negotiating to have Ghislaine Maxwell come before them and testify under oath as to what she knows. So it's not over. And the other is that the House of Representatives has now, by voice vote yesterday, issued a subpoena to come testify before the House Oversight Committee when the House comes back after their August recess. So this is not over yet, and we don't know what Ghislaine Maxwell has, but she certainly was very close to the situation. And some have called her the mastermind that
she did all the work.
Epstein had all the benefit. We'll have to wait and see. We really don't know. It's all speculation at this point. All we do know is that a bunch of people went to Lolita Island. Donald Trump wasn't one of them.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton was.
Yeah, a final list of those individuals who were there and who engaged in illegal activity with underage girls. If this are all consensual old adults, this story wouldn't have legs, as it were. But it was not all consensual. They were not of legal age, period. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Upshot Johnson.
Oh, I had a thought, but never mind. State police just cleared a broken down vehicle from the right lane westbound on the Severn River Bridge. Was there about 10 minutes and backed us up. Not quite back to Whitehall Road, but it's getting better now. The lanes are back open again. It'll take about 10, 15 minutes and we should clear out. They pushed that vehicle now and they have it on its way over towards Roe Boulevard. So all three lanes are open again on the Severn River Bridge. New wreck on the Parkville side, Harford Road at East Avenue. I think a medic unit also just pulled up there. City Fire is at a building fire, with a little fire on the roof on DeSoto Road. They're several blocks south of Wilkins Avenue. I think they're going to be in the industrial park, so they really won't be on DeSoto Road. But heads up, some equipment was responding into that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild start, partly sunny today, a little more humid, highs in the upper 80s, and then the heat and storms return sometime Friday into the weekend. Sunny and 74 in Columbia, it's 73 in Owings Mills. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
All right, an electrical engineer named Pat Schlott is pitching in by fixing up old payphones and installing them in spots with no cell service in rural Vermont. He also pays for the phone lines, so they're free for people to use.
Wow.
Here's Patrick talking about his idea and a man who owns a store featuring one of his new payphones.
The phone thing kind of came along by accident. Found an old piece of phone equipment in the garage. Partially inspired by other projects that were doing exactly the same thing, putting payphones out in public spaces and making them free. But it was also driven by living in rural Vermont for a period of time and knowing that, wow, we have no cell service out here.
Everyone's pretty surprised, and they're like, is that a real payphone? Does that really work? And I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't cost any money now. We have had people use it that broke down. It's a great thing because, you know, service is so spotty in Vermont.
Well, it's just, when's the last time you saw a payphone, let alone used one?
Wow, it's been a while.
Yeah. Man, I think the last one I used was outside of 7-Eleven. I remember that.
I used to when I was doing freelance stuff, and I expect you did as well when you were doing it. I'd have rolls, old film cameras.
It was before cell phones, yeah, or mobile phones, right, as they were called back then.
Yeah, a roll of the old film rolls full of quarters. Because you'd have to go to a cell phone and drive from here to D.C. or here to Philadelphia, and you put the quarters in the machine in order to call the next client to see if the next client was around to see. And that all went away with cell phones, which is wonderful.
Yeah, just crazy, but it's a good idea. Miss those days of, remember the phone booth, the payphone in the phone booth?
Oh, yeah.
On the corner of a street or on a street somewhere?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you walk, you go in, you close the door behind you and make your call.
I've seen in people's basements, I've seen the do installations of old phone booths that they then turn into like a liquor cabinet or something, which is a very different but innovative kind of way to do things.
Want to run some stats by you real quick. Remember yesterday we did the story that Baltimore is now fourth most dangerous city in the country after not making the list last year because we got the results in about 3 or 4 months ago. But now we've done a little more research, and I'm not saying this is cause and effect, but it's worth looking into how we keep hearing all the homicides are down, non-fatal shootings are down, and then we find out we're the fourth most dangerous based on murder and property crimes in the country. Well, this is from the Baltimore Sun. State medical examiners labeled nearly one out of every five Maryland deaths they autopsied undetermined in 2023. The latest year for which the data is available. Baltimore City has the highest rate at 23.5%. The figures are high, according to medical experts and criminologists, and raise questions about the accuracy of the state's accounting of homicides, suicides, and accidental overdose deaths. Listen to this. Maryland's rate, the state, is 9 times higher than Virginia's. About 1,100 deaths, or 1 in 5, were ruled undetermined in Maryland in 2023 among all autopsied and medical examiner-inspected deaths, according to the State Medical Examiner's Annual Report. The rate of 19% significantly surpasses neighboring Virginia at 2%.
Wow.
And similarly sized Massachusetts at 2.2%. So similar-sized states in population are around 2 to 3% undetermined deaths. Maryland's at 19%. Why? According to the medical examiner, they looked at the Sun paper from 2015 to 2023. Baltimore, with 23.5% of its deaths classified as undetermined, largely driven by Maryland's uncharacteristically high rate of undetermined deaths for years. But it's not just, it's Harford County, 23%. Baltimore County, 20%. Anne Arundel, 18%. Montgomery, 17%. Carroll County, 16%. Prince George's, 12%. Howard 11. In comparison, Washington, D.C.'s rate for undetermined deaths, 2%. Clark County, Nevada, which includes Vegas, 3%. Wayne County, Michigan, which includes Detroit, 1.65%. What the hell's going on here? Yeah. Do we have incompetent medical examiners? I don't know. Do we have medical examiners that have been politicized? Hey, we want you to start, you know, we want to drive these numbers down. So we need more undetermined deaths. What the hell is going on, not just in the city of Baltimore, but in the state of Maryland when it comes to undetermined deaths?
You would think maybe there's an urban link somehow, but of course you'd have the suburbs of Washington, D.C. and Virginia. You'd also have around Richmond and so forth. So,
well, I would guess that many of these are suicides or accidental overdoses. Maybe the vast majority aren't homicides, but you still wonder why, and that's their job, to determine cause of death and to determine, how they died. I mean, and with autopsy, if you're good, you could pretty much nail that, but not in this state for some strange reason. All right, it's 8:50. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the 12-year-old that was caught stealing a vehicle. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Democrat Party, if they think that somebody can win, they don't care if they're communists, they don't care if they're anti-Semites, they are willing to, under their big tent, welcome anybody as long as they perceive them winning. That's your Democrat Party. We don't care what you represent as long as it's anti-Trump, anti-American, and you can win.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, if you doubt that, by the way, two words for you. Zohran Mamdani. He's absolutely right. They don't care what you believe in. If they think that with a D behind your name that you can win, it's all good. It's all good. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. He's all good all day long.
He's got a different D behind his name.
Yeah. For decrepit.
Despicable.
Here he is, Despicable You, Chuck Whitaker.
Daffy Duck would say, Despicable.
Thank you. Thank you for that, and I'm glad you used the mic shield there.
Yeah, right, sure. The Severn River Bridge is back open, been open for about 15 minutes now. A little slow yet coming over towards Ritchie Highway on the westbound side, but it is getting better. See some of the heavy traffic yet from Whitehall Road coming through, but you're okay from there and then over towards the ramps at I-97. All of that backup goes away right in that area. Just need to check I-97 on the upper end. Yeah, that's still backed up coming south right at the merge at Route 32, and then that will start to get better after the bridge at 178. Still a bit slow yet. Different areas on the Beltway, nothing major. Some heavy traffic at both the tunnels. Baltimore County is working a wreck at Hartford Road at East Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, one of our listeners, Jeff, texted into the program. I saw a post from Governor DeSantis on X. It dealt with Boys Little League in Brooksville.
Yeah.
The boys were holding a yellow flag showing a chicken, and under it was, "Don't tread on Brooksville."
Right.
Chuck, is Brooksville's pet, is it a chicken? Is it their official mascot?
Your mascot?
No, it's an old buzzard. They used to use my face, but then I sued them and they took it off.
I see. So it's not a chicken, it's a buzzard.
Yes.
So it's not Chuck in the Box, it's Chick in the Box.
So why would this pertain? I mean, I'm not sure I get the link between an old buzzard and Boy Scouts or Little League players saying, "Don't tread on us."
I don't know the answer to that.
But is it a thing in Brooksville? Do you know?
A thing?
I don't know.
Oh.
Can you do some, the Little League.
Can you do some research for us?
No.
No? No, I can't.
What the hell you want me to do? I'm on here for 3 hours doing this. I'm worn out after this. You know, I got to go take a nap.
I understand. What time is your tea time?
Huh?
What time is your tea time?
Tea time? What tea time? Sure. 97 degrees in the shade here. What are you talking about?
All right, we'll have to get our source at Buffet City. He'll go out and look
that
up for us.
Oh, yeah, that'll just be wonderful. That's fake news, folks.
Right.
Yeah. First off, I think the email was a fake news, and we'll go from there.
It is not.
Yeah. If it is
a text. I'm looking at it right now. It is an actual text.
If you order two, you get egg roll.
Okay, Bruce, whatever you say.
Yeah, Bruce, see the text? There it is, right there.
Yeah,
I don't want to see it.
It's from Jeff, yeah. Yeah, it says, "Good morning. I saw a post from DeSantis on X that dealt with Boys Little League in Brooksville." Yeah,
there it is.
Et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
We have a lot of good teams in Brooksville.
Oh, do you really now?
Yeah. How about the 40 Barracks Mule Team? Do you have them?
It's nice. Sons of bitches, I'm telling you what. Hold all this crap to the end. You know? That's all right. Then I have no rebuttal until tomorrow.
It feels so much better when you're free, right?
Yes. Well, I've been free since about 6:15, as a matter of fact. Now I'm going to get myself together.
All right, Chuck. Have a great day.
The nice thing is now he has to wait for the next report to respond. That's tomorrow morning.
All right, I'll see you then.
See ya. Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast mild and a little bit of humidity creeping back in, upper 80s for the high today. And currently right now it is partly sunny and it is starting to warm up a tad, but it's going to still be pretty nice today. Tomorrow and Friday is going to be the real scorcher. 76 and sunny in Annapolis, 72 in Reisterstown. So, Bruce, what were you doing when you were 12 years old on a summer night?
Going out and catching fireflies, goofing around, doing little boy things.
Yeah, playing maybe Little League ball or whatever.
If it was Sunday, making sure that I was in by the time the street lights went on so I could watch The Wonderful World of Disney.
12-year-old boy led police on a chase and stolen SUV in Southwest Baltimore Monday night. Juvenile seen on camera entering the victim's vehicle before driving off. A short time later, police spotted the vehicle. Several juveniles inside it. They managed to arrest two of the four juvies, and the other two fled on foot. Here's the BPD describing one of the juvenile suspects.
Number one male, dark skin, with a bush. He actually might have an ankle monitor on, too.
Oh, wonderful.
He had an ankle monitor on.
Oh, perfect.
The woman whose SUV he stole, well, she's just beside herself.
Police got that boy, and of course, he's out. Got the one girl, one passenger, and of course, she's probably out, too. I'm sick of it.
So, yeah, I can imagine. I think a lot of people get sick of it. They get caught, and then they get released, and she thinks we got to lock them up.
Lock them up like we used to get locked up. Just lock them up.
And she's left footing the bill, left behind by the actions of a young person.
So I paid all this money, a lot of money, I mean a lot, for some kid to come and destroy
Yeah, Betsy Fox, Tolentino on the job for about a month and a half. Doesn't seem like much has changed.
No.
All right, if your financial situation is, as we age, get older, and you worry about retirement, you worry about medical expenses, and maybe you're living on a fixed income, maybe you're already collecting Social Security if you're 62 ages or older, and you're having a tough time making ends meet, might want to consider a reverse mortgage. They're designed for seasoned citizens, going back to the Reagan administration. And our reverse mortgage answer guy is Mark McVeary. He's got all the answers. He can answer all your questions and debunk the myths about the reverse mortgages, which are federally insured, by the way. It's the only loan that you'll ever take out, and you determine when you want to pay it back. So if you have some unexpected expenses and you're miscalculated your retirement, call Mark, see if you qualify, and see if you have any questions. He'll answer all of them. 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. Mark McVeary is your reverse mortgage answer man. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Top Radio.